What's poppin'? It's the Deals in the D.com studios and the Thursday show. Trudy's here. Mark, Brandon, Zooves, to bring you another edition of Drew and Mike.
Yeah.
And Facebook Live and all the snarky comments. Brought to you by Grow Green MI, the country's largest hydro store, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the Drew and Mike listener. Mention the podcast for exclusive deals like gallons of SLF 100 for $99, Hanna Grow Line Combo Tester for $140, and Advanced Nutrients Big Bud 23 liters, normally $730, $331 off at $399. Just for Drew and Mike listeners only! Be sure to mention us. Grow Green on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com. And remember, we lost a listener last week?
Yes, he was bored.
We got an email from him.
Is he back?
No.
Oh, boy, so it's not even worse?
He is not back.
Oh, no.
What else does he want to tell us? He already left.
Well, I put him under suspicion of having another motive, like he was angry about something,
maybe.
Not just boredom.
Yeah.
Because he made it sound like he was bored, but okay, here's an email. And, I think it's kind of cool that he emailed, actually.
Guys and Trudy, I'm out. I tried and tried and tried. The farting is so old, not funny, but I stayed. I'm not a gambler. The talk about gambling your hard-earned paycheck is not something I want to support, but I stayed. I do not smoke pot.
Is the title of this poem, But I Stayed?
No.
Oh.
It has a Mitch Albom-esque feel to it so far. I do not smoke pot, and spending time on Grow Green, how wonderful it is to be high all the time, is not something I want to support, but I stayed.
They can help you grow tomatoes, too.
Yeah, and it's not about other being things. High. It's medicine.
I would never have expected that these two sponsors would make him so upset.
Farts.
But then...
Stop whining.
Farts.
The shoe dropped.
Uh-oh.
The drop. Anybody want to guess what the drop
Bezos?
Is?
Bezos?
Nope, not Bezos.
Boom Hot Take?
Nope.
Can you give me an echo?
Is Boom Hot Take a really unpopular drop?
Well,
I think we hammered it pretty hard right away, and people...
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anybody get a Dick? Greta?
No.
Oh,
no. Nope.
Greta. Yeah. That's
no, not Greta. Nope. Good guess.
Is it a Trump
guess.
Drop?
No.
I don't know.
The drop about the guy that needs to ask his father about wiping his ass is so stupid. I mean, not funny in the slightest. And then Drew, for some reason, needs to add a fake laugh over this drop as if you never heard it. You played that drop a few times, and frankly, it cannot stay and more. I'm out.
Wait,
good luck, fellas. And Trudy.
I thought it was out before because of something else triggering him.
Yeah, too much sports all talk.
Right, so this is it right here.
I had a father who did not allow me to touch myself, and not in a sexual way. No, just the most ordinary of touches. You know, if I had to make pup-pup in the toilet... I was not allowed to wipe. I would need to call my father and say, Dad, I'm finished. May I please wipe? No! Don't put your finger in your asshole! That is your mother's domain! Dad, there's a layer of toilet paper between my finger and my asshole. Very thin membrane. Dad, please! No! Don't touch it! Dad, I'm just trying to get the shit out of my ass. He said, keep it in there. That's where it ought to be. When you're done, I'll send your mother in with the shit rag.
No.
See ya.
Does not appreciate the range and the acting ability that goes into that.
You know, if he doesn't
trail.
If those things really bother. I mean, you know, the show's not for everybody. I thought it was nice that he wrote, and I wrote him back.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
And I don't think I was a dick.
What'd you say?
Patty P says, clearly this happened to him, and he was triggered.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's what I wrote back. We do 15 hours a week, and everyone doesn't like something. The doubling your paycheck is a joke. Gamblers get it. Trust me. Grow Green is doing nothing illegal for
Boom.
The record.
Hot take!
And pot is proven to be medicinal for a lot of people. If drops bother you, I suggest a fast forward or anything for that matter. Or for anything for that matter. If you listen on iTunes, it's easy. All that being said, the show's not for everyone all the time. If that stuff bothers you that much, I understand. You don't owe us your time. We do the best we can. It's hard, impossible to make everyone happy.
See ya! What a great response.
Very that nice. Was pretty mature.
Good, then get the hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Leave me alone.
Facebook wanted to know whether he listened to the previous show, the old show.
That's
I think
a
maybe,
good question.
Yeah, some of them wonder if he didn't get it, maybe. Possibly.
You know, it's funny. He sounds... I know it doesn't sound like an old listener. You're right. That's a good point.
That's all right.
Maybe he came from the 105.1 days. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Got people from all over the place. You know, I think today, it's not a super busy news. I mean, presidents, they're working on impeaching the president. But
yeah,
outside of that, there's not a ton going on today. But I did see, I saw yesterday, Joe Biden was slamming Trump for using the term lynching, which was stupid. I mean, obviously, it got a response, and even people in the Republican Party were bitching about it. And then, of course, they produced video of Joe Biden saying Bill Clinton was being lynched in 1998.
He can't stop with his foot in a bear trap,
no,
Christ.
He needs to just be on the ballot and just hide until then, doesn't he?
Yes.
Even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
Huh. God.
His hair is pretty good back then. That must have been right after the
He does look a little different.
Yeah.
Your language, you see, huh?
But Biden said that the difference is Trump meant it. And he said it in 1998. Has the history of lynching changed, by the way? Is there a reason that saying that word now is worse than 20 years ago? I don't think so.
No. Mm-mm.
And
we're more woke.
I got to say, it's amusing to me to look at people defending Clinton in 1998. Trump doesn't have that. Clinton had a whole army of people. He just shut up.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Sometimes I forget how that whole thing went with the months and months and months of he did not sleep with her, didn't happen, blah, blah, blah. And it was all resting on that. Did he or didn't he? And then it was like, oh, there's DNA. Yeah, he did. But Ken Starr's an asshole. Linda Tripp's a bad friend. And Hillary forgave him, so you should. She doesn't mind.
She doesn't.
I don't know, it's really weird. And then, you know, I did not have sexual relations. He didn't have sexual relations. All that baloney.
Now, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, Trump does not have, he's not, Clinton was such a good bullshitter. He was such a good politician.
Yeah.
He sucked everyone in, and if you crossed him, it was a big problem.
Well.
But I don't think Trump has that support. He has just people being quiet. He's not a real... I don't know. Trump is kind of his own party, isn't he?
Yeah. All by himself. Yeah.
Kind of.
Definitely.
But he's, in a way, he has Republican support, I guess, but it's kind of, it's just quiet. It's not vociferous. It's not people on TV defending him every night like Clinton.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of that.
Like Clinton?
Well, I can't remember what the coverage was like for Clinton. It was different.
And self-serving lie.
Because, you know, it was...
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Well, Trump has his 43%.
90s. He's got a lot of support.
Compared to Clinton, though?
Maybe not. I don't know. Or
I mean, I think Clinton was silent, and he sent his people out,
was the smart thing
and they
to
did
do.
His bidding.
Yeah.
You know,
no one needs to do his bidding because he fights for himself.
Yeah, he does. It's different in that respect. And I think there's also probably, although Clinton had the public support.
They are very embarrassed.
So anyway, I mean, to go on and on about it, I thought that this whole lynching thing was pretty really funny,
argument.
Though, that they came up with that video so quickly.
He knew what he was doing when they wrote lynching, right? He knew that would start a thing, didn't he?
Trump? You mean about Biden?
Trump. No, not about that, but just because that's not a winning thing. Most people aren't really going to care about it. It's not a real issue.
I don't know what Joe Biden was thinking about. I think he just feels like
Biden, Trump, when he tweeted.
Oh, Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he understood that, yeah.
Probably.
I think he was surprised that Mitch McConnell kind of shot it down, and so did Kevin McCarthy shot it down.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
The two leaders in the Congress.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's not
at least
a word.
He has Lindsay's support.
It's not really a word that I think of when I think of someone being screwed. It just seems like an old word.
Well, lynching is a death, first of all. I mean, he's not being killed. Neither was Clinton. Neither one was being killed.
Right.
That's part of Lynch is to be murdered. I mean, it comes from a judge.
Clarence Thomas, high-tech lynching.
Yeah, that's wrong. It's wrong usage of the word, too.
Yeah, I don't
but think... we know what he was doing with when he said it.
Yeah, I don't think any of these people were lynched in any way, shape, or form. But it's a powerful word. And I don't know. I was honestly, my only feeling about it was I couldn't stop laughing when I saw Joe Biden saying it.
Yeah.
And it was so fast. It was like he said it was horrible, and then it was like, boom, there was the video.
Yes, I know. Yeah. he didn't know he was going to get caught.
But we caught him.
Monica, by the way, is producing that HBO documentary.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about that already?
No, but I saw it.
Yeah, it's about, you know, this
public
kind of
shaming.
15
it's
minutes.
About public shaming.
Did you see who her partner
shame.
Is? Who she's making it with?
Who?
Oh.
Bezos?
No, Max from Catfish.
Oh, really? Well, we like Max.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're teaming up to do this.
Wow.
Catfish needs Max. Way.
Are they getting it on?
Ugh.
I don't think so. Although she looks good these days.
Yeah, she does.
She looks better now.
I was just going to say that. She looks a lot better now than back then.
Because
now
really,
she's a woman.
What's very strange about her is it was so weird the way no one spoke up for her.
No
one felt even bad for her. All that time when I was like, that stupid slob.
If anyone
got him in all this trouble, that stalker.
Hillary would have had him killed if anybody would have stuck up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just
really sad,
they just shit on her. And then, you know, Clinton doesn't even feel he owes an apology.
Well, apologize publicly. Well, I have to that's bigger than apologizing privately. What the hell?
he never really said he was sorry at that time.
He's so sincere.
But that was, you know, people, I think that's just part of that business is people get sacrificed and we don't care because the greater good is served because what Bill Clinton wanted to do was so important. And I don't know who's being sacrificed now. I'm sure somebody is. And we got an anonymous person writing a book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Is he still in the administration, this person?
You or she.
You or she?
So, yeah.
They think so because they didn't designate it as a former member of the administration.
That is really wild.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really something.
Yeah.
Going back to Monica, Ben on Facebook wrote, he should at least apologize for ruining her dress.
Yeah.
At the absolute
should have bought her a new one.
And honestly, it sounds like she really did a good job because, I mean, that was a big, it was a big lob.
The Star Report is very graphic. It's kind of hot, actually.
I know. Let's see how nice you were to her.
Monica.
Yes.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike calling on WRIF Radio. We just wanted to wish you happy holidays.
Thanks.
Yeah, have a good time.
Okay, bye.
Do you support the president right now?
No comment.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Can you please make some comment?
Come back here, bitch.
Oof.
Wow. That came back to
Monica.
Just like Biden.
We wished her a happy holiday.
No comment.
The Detroit
school. How many million of those calls did she get?
Oh, man.
She answered the phone. That's kind of weird.
Not too many people had that number.
Detroit School of Rock and Pop.
Ooh.
Wow.
They offer more than just music lessons. They provide exciting and motivating music lessons and experiences with Detroit's finest professional musicians. Lee Thomas himself from Fox 2 calls them music lessons on steroids.
Really?
And, you know, it's not just all about showing up so some guy who plays guitar and doesn't have a career can make a little money on the side. No, it's a big deal. It's like a big family. If you look at their Facebook pages, you'll see all these people playing together and making music together.
Is that why it's music lessons on steroids?
I guess so.
I like that.
And they are looking for...
Yes, sir.
They're looking for adults who want to learn to play an instrument or who already play it. But don't have anyone to jam with. That's not actual audio from the Detroit School of Rock
That's
and
terrible.
Pop. They'll even put you in a band. They'll take you from zero to hero. So they do... Of course, they give kids lessons. I mean, that's part of that.
Yes, sir.
Business. But if you're an adult and you feel like, you know, I really like playing and I love music and I want to play with people, other people, and I want to make. Well, here you go. Detroit School
like
of Rock.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
Detroit School of Rock and Pop. They do play concerts. Mm-hmm. Stop practicing, start performing, and start rocking now. Call the Detroit School of Rock and Pop at 1-888-988-ROCK. or visit them online at www.detroitschoolofrockandpop.com.
Hey, kids, your dad's a rock star.
So there you go.
He has two children, right?
Who?
Bob and somebody else.
What are we talking about?
Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Don't they have like three kids?
How old are they now?
Twins.
How old are those kids now?
He's got five.
Oh, five. That's right. Yeah.
Sam, Cassandra, Lola, Max, and Bob.
He's got the two kids with...
Oh, that mess. What's her name?
Oh, man.
Not Brooke Mueller, is it?
It's Brooke Mueller.
Yeah, he's got the twins with Brooke Mueller.
She's a mess.
I wondered, because they were talking about Flea getting married over the weekend, and his daughter is 33.
Oh, my God.
She's the little girl who's in the aeroplane song, the video.
She hot?
From One Hot Minute. I don't know. I didn't see her, but I was like, 33?
Hmm. Well, he's 57.
Time warp happened. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But.
Is it Clara or Sonny Bebop?
Clara.
He's got a daughter named Sonny Bebop.
Oh, my God. That's dumb.
I was reading about Anthony Kiedis a few days ago, and he seems to like girls that are pretty young.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Very young.
It's unfortunate.
I'll tell you what, if we ever start really digging into the music world and canceling people.
Oh, no. No, leave Kiedis alone.
I'm not trying to cancel him. I'm just saying.
The music world is immune to anything on YouTube. It really is.
No.
And do you know why?
That way.
Because, they probably come
after. No musicians left.
They come after him instead of him coming after them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're groupies.
You've got to screw up pretty bad. R. Kelly, I still don't quite get why that went on and on and on and on. And, oh, look who's performing at the Grammys. It's R. Kelly.
I know.
I mean, it's really... And Chris Brown is the one who right now is doing everything, Oh, Chris Brown, everybody loves Chris Brown.
Nothing's going to happen to him.
I think he's going to fuck up big one of these days.
Are the managers or the record companies all trying to just protect the investment that they have in the artist?
Oh, they don't care.
So
they really
figure,
don't.
Let's just see if it goes away.
Tekashi just signed for $10 million. Yeah. Look at his rap sheet.
Yeah. They don't really have any scruples, right? Still,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it took forever. Remember? Yeah, they're taking R. Kelly off the platform, but not in the playlists. He's still in the playlists.
Yeah.
Did you see Bruce on Kimmel?
I did. Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. He was.
I mean, he's 70 years old now, isn't he?
He's a really thoughtful, deep guy.
He is so deep, but he's also very, he's a populist. He's a regular guy, too.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
I like hearing Bruce talk.
So that's a documentary that he's hyping, right?
Yeah, it's about the West, I think, and he plays all 13 songs. It's a movie. I don't know. I wasn't terribly interested in it.
Neither.
But I love Bruce.
Right.
And I don't understand why he's so despised in Detroit. I just don't get it.
Yeah. Being Bruce isn't easy.
I don't understand why you like him.
All I know is if people listen to the three albums, Born to Run and the two after, and...
Yep.
I love Tunnel of Love a lot. I think it's a great record. The River's good, but those first three, those were really special.
This is his song. It's Western Stars is the film.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Here he is. I was going to say... His voice still sounds great.
I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
That Bruce just sounds like Bruce. Always sounds like Bruce.
Yeah,
I don't think he's going to have a number one hit record with these songs.
No.
Hey, so Mayor Fouts, who is such a badass, I mean, he wants to grab 2x4s and club people over the head and kill them. Which is so funny. I mean, he is the biggest wimpy, wispy, weaselly-looking thing. I don't think so. But
this is the new audio here that we didn't play yesterday.
And I got that fucking Henry. I'd like to take a 2x4, and I'd like to beat the fucking shit out of him. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to beat the fucking shit out of him. I'd like to take a gun and shoot him through the fucking head. I could easily get a gun and shoot Henry. I enjoy shooting him.
He's such a badass.
Keep talking.
No, that was not me on the tape. But that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe software.
Wouldn't you like to? I want to see Jim Fouts as an action hero in a movie.
Oh,
I want
God.
To see him do all these wild things he's talking about.
And then in the end, getting the babe.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And he's wearing he's one of his young. Cheap suits while he's just crushing people. Shooting them, hitting with 2x4s. But he finally acknowledged that a tape is him. The only thing about it is that's the same thing that the other tapes. I mean, that voice is no different than any other tape. And why? I don't know why he said this was him.
He said that was him?
He admitted it was him.
How come he told the Free Press on Tuesday that it was manufactured and politically motivated?
I don't know. I thought I read that he said it was, he acknowledged it was him.
Longtime politician told the Free Press on Tuesday that the latest audio recording that purportedly references his voice wanting to hurt Henry, oh boy, Krzyszkowicz, is that the guy's name? I'm sorry, Henry, who died in May, is, quote, manufactured and, quote, politically motivated. This is obviously a last-minute politically motivated gimmick to influence the election in an adverse way, Fouts said. I don't have time to respond to all the gimmicks and election efforts being made by desperate candidates.
That's his go-to ploy, too. He never has time for it.
They also asked him about the Vice article.
Yeah.
He said, anything with the word vice. Wait, anything with the word vice has the word sleazy to me. What does that mean? So vice equals sleaze to him? Well, he would
know. It's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted.
He's constantly denied the voice in the audio recording is his. Claims recordings are fake, manufactured by his political opponents. He said the latest recording is shameless. Shame on these people for coming up with manufactured, manipulated tape on a man who is no longer with us. That's shameless that they would do that. How low can you go? How low can you go? He wrote it twice.
I believe him.
The voice
who?
Analyst at Channel 7 used
no
said
one.
There's 99.3% chance that it is Fouts.
Well, there's 0.7 that it's not.
He also said that on those tapes, it would be extremely difficult to put that many words together and make it sound like a coherent Adobe Selma flair.
Right.
And to put together such a believable thing that he would say, too, is really amazing.
Yeah.
I know that we're entering the age of deep fakes, and there's going to be technology out there that probably can do stuff that's similar to this, but it's not available to the layman. And most people just can't go on to Adobe software and manipulate voices like this. Sure, you can manipulate it to sound like the devil, but you can't make it really sound like somebody perfectly. I know there's videos online that exist, but that's expensive,
stuff. Those audio tapes are from 2009.
I'll tell you, if you could do it, you're going to bring down the mayor of Warren, Michigan.
Right. I mean, is that really how far people are going to go to take down that mayor?
Well, lying is nothing new in politics. People have lied and lied and lied and lied. I mean, we just talked about two presidents who have lied about pretty large things. Reagan lied about Iran-Contra. I mean, the idea that these people don't lie is, or they're held to some higher standard, is it's so far gone.
And ludicrous.
In fact, I heard someone on CNN saying, I just can't believe what this administration has done to politics. Really?
Ruined the pure.
Yeah,
it
was such
waters.
A pristine business, and it was so full of people that are so clean, and people like Hunter Biden and
noble people.
Yeah, Richard Nixon and really great people.
There did used to be a veneer of respect, though. That started eroding in the early 90s.
Oh, I think it was eroding way before that. I mean, look at the ads. Look at
about Tip O'Neill, and he was friends with Bush, wasn't he?
That there were nobody ever did anything good. It's just that, I mean, the business of lying and manipulating people is nothing
new.
Look
at the Kennedy whole thing too. Yeah. Untouchability of Teddy and all that.
Chappaquiddick.
Did you guys happen to see the thing? I think it was
the brace.
so bogus.
That's really
so. Did funny. You guys happen to see this thing about Herbert Hoover on the Old Man Show? How they were trying to sort of like help
rebuild him.
Yeah.
Because he's not just all about the Depression.
That's right. Yeah. Like 4 years in his whole life to find his entire life, and he lived to he was like 90.
That's what happens when you're president. Sorry.
And they're like,
yeah, you get blamed. in more than you should be blamed when things go wrong. And you, in fact, I was looking at Trump's approval rating, which is, I think, 41.2 or something. And they were showing that, well, this surprised the shit out of me. Obama was like 43% at the same point. Bush 1 was like 70. Wow. George Bush Sr.? Yeah.
That's right.
That was pre-recession.
Oh, yeah.
Early 91. Oh, yeah.
And after the Gulf War, the first
Bush.
War. And Carter was 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why is he so low?
Oh, because the economy was terrible. Interest rates were 16, 17%.
OPEC.
You couldn't get gas.
Can he stop
making problems?
Can he stop making up for that now? Because he fell again.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to break in half.
I know. Can't we just get him to relax?
No.
Slow down.
He doesn't have much time left. He's got to get some stuff done.
But they were talking about Herbert Hoover and how he, all these amazing things that he did for us. Like, he made milk bottles more uniform.
He made a dam.
Made a dam.
He did make a dam.
Light bulbs. He regulated the production of light. I mean, it was like, wow.
He also oversaw the
Hoover
Great
rocked.
Depression. So sorry.
He also
great guy.
Oversaw the Great Depression. Sorry.
Well, he oversaw the beginning of it. FDR was president for seven years of it, eight years of it. World War II is what ended the Depression.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, yeah, FDR, FDR slid in, and he was one of the first people who was like, oh, that Herbert Hoover fucked things up big time for us, you know? And that was his whole thing. He kept saying it until everybody thought it was true. That's why Hoover got
Every president does that. They always blame the guy before.
Yeah, and for years and years, they blame the guy before. FDR... Honestly, I mean, he is really the guy that created big government. Mm-hmm. You know, the Conservation Corps and
TVA,
all those giant programs. I mean, giant programs that gave people money and fed their families. But then, you know, it was it was the buildup to World War II.
Well,
Public
Works.
Yeah. PWA.
Yeah. The public.
So yeah, a lot of people hated him for that. I mean, despised him for that, but he's elected four times.
Yeah, whoa.
In fact, you know, I was reading about, I think it was millennials' grasp of history, and they said, what was the long, you know,
oh boy, here we go.
How long was FDR president? I think the majority of millennials said two terms.
Oh, well.
I was a little surprised by that.
Really?
I don't know. I thought that was pretty basic stuff you learned in school.
That's pretty far back.
But in history class, I mean,
this
FDR.
Generation communicates in symbols, oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
I know.
What was
I
the
know.
Symbol for it?
He was elected four times. He died shortly after the fourth election. Truman.
Find a millennial and ask him about the Six-Day War, though.
That's true.
I know their history.
I got to credit you, Brandon.
I'm telling you, it was a crazy war.
I don't know if I can get that deep into it.
Underdogs,
to be honest.
Underdogs. I've been doing a lot of deep diving on historical stuff lately.
What was the one today? Blood.
Blood.
Was it the Blood Revolution? The 100-year anniversary.
Summer of Blood. Was that 1919?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also because the new Watchmen show came out and they had that Tulsa riots in 1921, which, to tell you the truth, that's a crazy story in itself because these were insane riots, but. It really didn't get unpacked until the year 2000.
What were they rioting about in Tulsa?
It was a race war.
They were killing a bunch of black people.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's kind of what the Summer of Blood was, too. It started in Chicago.
Oh.
How'd it get to Tulsa?
Yeah, really?
Well, because of the great migration after World War One.
Well, ended up in Tulsa?
A black people moved north, and some people didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Read up on your history.
See?
You know, I'm a history
Read a book.
I'm a history buff.
I'm still confused about how it got to... You mean Tulsa was angry because black people moved north?
No. The Tulsa one in 1921, that started because there was already a lot of racial buildup. And then there was an African-American who used an elevator to go all the way to the top because that's where his bathroom was. And the elevator attendant was a 17-year-old white girl. Something happened. No one really fully knows.
Is this what To Kill a Mockingbird's based on?
Maybe.
No one really knows what happened, but he ended up running away, and she claimed that she was assaulted, and that just kind of kicked everything off, and there was this big snowball effect.
He wanted him.
You're very, very special people.
Well, that was one of the theories, that they were lovers. Another theory was that he, you know, assaulted her. But
loving
you don't really know. Either way, that turned into this crazy event where a lot of these white people got angry, and they started... bashing in, you know, businesses in Tulsa that were African American.
On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize for the Caucasian race.
You know, if I were this guy that left the show, I'd be bored right now, not over that drop.
All right. Very interesting story.
He's standing up for all millennials and their knowledge of history.
The biggest thing about it, though, is no one talked about this in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. It was not unpacked until the year 2000.
Twitter. I don't remember being unpacked in 2000. Nobody told me in 2000 about this.
Yeah, but that's when they finally released the official report on it. And Watchmen, the new show Watchmen, they started off the series with that.
Oh.
So that's why a lot of people are actually digging into it now going, oh, my God, this actually happened. I apologize for boring everybody.
What's Watchmen on? What channel?
HBO. HBO.
Okay. Is it a popular series?
Popular graphic novel that turned into a television show. It's now a series.
I can tell you. I expected big things from that show. I was bored to tears.
It wasn't bad.
I was bored tears.
I don't mean to put anyone down, but it doesn't sound like the most exciting show ever.
I'm going
to
stick with it, but I was bored.
I'll watch it, Brandon.
You watch it?
I've been intrigued by the promos. They look interesting.
You're going to be quizzed about this show, Drew. I'm watching it just so I can quiz you.
Oh, don't do it, Drew. You're going to be bored. You're going to be so bored.
But quizzing Trudy will be so much fun.
Busy watching TV.
All right. Our friends and original sponsor, Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And during their Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep you've been yearning for, like the 19 Jeep Compass Limited, as low as $166 a month, or the 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee, as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zada, one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means lots of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, let's get to the Ram trucks. Lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yes, Zod has an ass ton of Rams to choose from also. See details in their massive inventory at dealsnadi.com. And check out Dr. Yaldo if you're interested in fixing your vision and getting rid of all the reading glasses, contacts that you spend money on as you're thinking, oh, we can afford LASIK. Well, it'll pay off eventually. Custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world. You might get better in 20/20. Many do. Or lens exchange for people 45 plus who can't stand the reading glasses. Dr. Yaldo is number one in Michigan. He's the most experienced and the best. 30,000 LASIK surgeries, tens of thousands of lens exchange and cataract procedures as well. And Dr. Yaldo doesn't lure you with talks of or promises of low-cost LASIK. A lot of noise out there, a lot of people professing to do it for this or that. But then you go and find out what the real price is, and if you have shopped for it, Dr. Yaldo promises Drew and Mike listeners he'll beat any LASIK offer you get. Get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. Go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Can you believe it?
Let's see.
By the way, your stuff is still not fixed.
It sure is. What are you talking about?
Well,
what
watch,
is wrong?
Watch. You say,
nothing was ever wrong with my stuff. If you want to criticize the cable company, that's
so
fine.
Yesterday, Fox on your channel, Channel 2 was Channel 7 for no reason. That has since been fixed, but if you go to TNT and it changes to the TNT station, it's the Laugh Network, whatever the hell
No one cares about TNT anyway.
What?
If Comcast gets it right, I'll be pleased for those who like TNT, no, but I don't spend a lot of time on TNT. So
wait till the basketball tournament rolls around. March Madness.
Well, I think it'll be fixed by then.
Well, they could fix it. They could fix it for Champions League.
NBA
game.
The Nationals won game one of the World Series, which looks like a good World Series to me. I mean, it can always go a lot faster or be more lopsided than you think, but I don't know. I like
boom!
These,
hot take!
These two teams look like, you know, when you've got great starting pitching on two sides, yeah. I mean, great starting pitching. And there's some big sticks in this series, too. God, Springer is, what a great hitter he is.
He's pretty powerful for a leadoff guy.
And who's the guy that made the Asian eyes?
Gurriel.
Oh, Gurriel, yeah.
Gurriel.
Asian eyes. I forgot about that.
He is a great stick, too. And Altuve.
Yeah.
God, can he hit. And then you've got the guys on Washington, like Rendon. And,
yeah, Rendon, Trey Turner, yeah.
Who's Soto. The left-handed power hitter?
Soto.
Yeah, well.
He had his great hit last, couple great hits last night.
That's a great name.
Scherzer just fought through five innings. I didn't think he was going to make it three innings, but he just gutted through it. Anyway, Interesting, the whole...
We all want Washington to win, right? Are we on the Washington
ballot? I kind of want... I don't know. I kind of want Verlander.
He won last year.
I know. I just want him to win again.
He doesn't need to hog all the awards.
But he's...
If Verlander wins another World Series and maybe a Cy Young this year, you're going to start seeing that discussion come back where, hey, does he go into the Hall of Fame as an Astro?
Oh, who cares?
He really will. He's won all the hardware there.
I just want to see Washington win because of Bryce Harper. I think it's hilarious.
That's kind of funny.
I remember that vividly when Bryce Harper was drafted on the cover of SI. You wanted to fast forward your life to watch.
I did.
His career fail, and this is the year really his career started taking a downturn. So this is kind of like fast forwarding.
I don't know if I want to give up that much time, but
you've kind of fast forwarded to this point. It's like when you fast forward and stop just to see where we're at.
Yeah.
So this would be a failure. Washington wins, and he's not on the team.
Well, it's kind of incredible how some of these people who are supposed to be so much they can change a team, that when a team gets rid of them, they become better because their payroll gets more evenly distributed. Yep. You know, like Texas and A-Rod. Look what a disaster that was. Or all the people Seattle gave up.
I know. Everybody.
Griffey Johnson.
Still have to have all nine guys bat. You know, it's not like you can keep putting the best player up to the plate.
But
it would be cool if you could reset your batting order every inning.
Yesterday, and I don't know why the Gurriel thing didn't even cross my mind, but all of this hullabaloo over the assistant GM who was saying, you know, I'm so glad we got Osuna, and I'm so fucking glad we got Osuna, and there's three sports writers there who are females, and one of them has a domestic violence bracelet on. And having read a little more about it today, I found out that whenever Osuna enters the game, she tweets out the domestic violence hotline, the same female. What is that really?
She's a local reporter there?
I don't know.
A little silly.
I honestly don't know. Does she put out the murder hotline every time Ray Lewis entered a football game? And I'm not trying to. No one wants to defend Osuna.
What's the murder hotline?
911.
911. 911, I guess.
Murder hotline.
There's no murder hotline.
You know, I'm a history buff.
So
call 911.
This is the biggest deal. I mean, they're making this into the biggest deal. And apparently, you know, if she's tweeting out the domestic violence hotline every time he enters a game, hasn't this guy, I mean, he was suspended for 75 games.
He has served his time.
And I would say if he did it again, certainly it should be a humongous story and they should let him go. But I don't know. Why does he have to pay for it over and over and over? And I think... this is what happens when you have women in sports writing, I guess. So, anyway. look at the Gurriel thing, though.
Yeah.
He does something, in my opinion, far dumber. And, you know, he makes... It couldn't be more racist than what he did.
Yeah, but
Darvish apologizes, and it's over.
Yeah, Darvish wasn't offended, though, right?
No.
I don't remember exactly. He just didn't
Darvish
make a big...
He wasn't
Darvish,
offended at all.
Darvish didn't care.
He wasn't offended. Why would anybody else be offended?
Well, if you were Chinese, you could certainly be offended.
But not Japanese? Like you, Darvish?
You could be... Yeah, you could be offended if you were Japanese. You could be
Korean?
Offended... Many people could be offended.
But the act was directed at a specific individual. He wasn't doing it just to be funny.
Well, I say the N-word to a black person and tell me another black person isn't going to be offended.
Not it.
So anyway, yeah, last night I was looking at Twitter and all these people were like, now I'm for the Nationals!
Oh, whatever. Okay, cool.
And then today, another one of my favorite female sports writers, Christine Brennan,
oh boy,
wrote a lovely article on the greatest NFL players of all time. And who better to figure this out than Christine Brennan? She's among the people selected to pick the top players of all time.
Okay.
Because she knows. And she
wasn't her, it'd be Condoleezza Rice. So
she wrote a whole article to tell us that she left Jim Brown off the list because... She feels he is an abuser of women.
He didn't do it on the field, though.
Well, no one said who's the best 20 people in the NFL. It was to find out who the best 20 players are.
Honestly, if you want to put OJ on that list, go ahead, even though he's a double murderer.
Yeah, but Jim Brown had a sweet-ass hat.
He did.
You know, also, Jim Brown has done a lot to fight for civil rights, too. Does that cancel out the abuse?
No. Not if you're Christine Brennan.
You see what I'm saying? They're little people are multifaceted. There's a lot of nuance to what makes up a human being.
Yeah,
well, that's like that Jim Brown did that, but man, he was a good running back, so I've heard.
And there's also growth and maturity and learning about things and changing yourself. Redemption.
It used to be everyone loved it when you fucked up, but they loved it even more when you redeemed yourself. Not anymore.
OJ's on this list.
She is?
Yes, O.J. Simpson's on the list. Awesome. Ray Lewis is on the list.
Did she vote for them?
She said Jim. She didn't vote for Jim Brown. That's the only one she's talking about. She says
Adrian Peterson's on this list.
Jim Brown is number four on the USA Today Sports list of all-time NFL players, but he's not number four on mine. In fact, he's not on my list at all. I didn't forget about him. Quite the opposite. As one of the 19 voters, why is she one of the 19 voters? Christine Brennan? Really? Really?
Columnist for the USA Today? Whatever.
Why is she a columnist for USA Today?
I don't know. People must like reading her.
I really wish that newspaper writers were rated like other media. Mm-hmm. Why don't we ever know how many people read their columns and how many people reject their columns? Well, why don't we know
that? They would know that now based on clicks.
But we never hear about it. No. The public never knows.
Great point.
I thought long and hard what to do with Brown, who many consider the greatest NFL player ever. But if Jim Brown were playing today, he wouldn't be playing at all. In the post-Ray Rice NFL, he would have long been since kicked out of the league. You want statistics? Take a look at these from USA Today Sports Archives. And she runs through a series of accusations against Jim Brown. By the way, he's never convicted. Not that I feel that he never did any of this stuff, because with the NFL, there's so many people who've committed crimes but were never convicted, and people don't testify, and they want them on the field, and we want them on the field.
Accused, not charged.
And the same with college. But is this really, reading about Jim Brown being on her list or not on her list, is that really?
God, do you have the list there? Who else is on there that, she had to have voted for some of these people, right? Like Ray Lewis.
Lawrence Taylor.
Didn't Deion throw his kid under the bus with something?
Deion Sanders?
When he was in high school? Tom Brady. Oh, Lawrence Taylor's on the list.
Number three.
Tom Brady.
Read the list.
Tom Brady left his pregnant girlfriend.
So starting at one.
It's true.
The greatest player according to USA Today. Jerry Rice.
What?
Followed by Tom
Jerry
Brady.
Rice.
Lawrence Taylor.
I'm
Jim
just mad
Brown,
at Jerry Rice first.
Walter Payton. Joe Montana. Reggie White. Peyton Manning. Johnny Unitas. And number 10, Barry Sanders. Mm. And then, start going through. There's a ton of them, but I'm not sure.
Barry likes strip clubs.
Read the next
10. Know that Barry likes strip clubs? Did
yes,
you vote for him?
The next 10.
It wasn't because of Jim Brown.
Mean Joe Green, Dick Butkus, Ronnie Lott, Anthony. Didn't Ronnie Lott do cocaine? Anthony Munoz.
I love Anthony Munoz.
Deacon Jones, Deion Sanders.
Deacon Jones slapped people in the head.
John Elway, Emmett Smith, Dan Marino, Gale Sayers.
Well, Christine Brennan really made a stand. Powerful stand.
Did she vote for Randy Moss?
Yeah. Is he on the list?
Yep. Number 24.
Oh. Okay.
I love that they have his list of teams, including the Tennessee Titans. Wasn't he there for like two games? She has Brett Favre. Brett Favre's on the list.
Took Vicodin.
Yeah, tons of it.
Dick pics.
He also showed his dick to a chick.
Yeah, he sent a dick pic.
Who hasn't these days?
ED.
I know, but that's kind of the point.
Yeah, but Jen Sturger, remember all the people who were hounding her sister saying, hey, aren't you Favre girl's sister?
Favre girl.
It's the dumbest story possibly ever.
Terrell Owens is on there. Steve Young.
Did T.O. ever do it? Did he ever get in trouble for
it? I remember T.O. getting in trouble. He was just a loudmouth.
Yeah.
NBC
Joe
Channel...
Namath.
Channel 5 in Dallas. Yeah, he tried to hit on Kobler on TV.
Susan Cole.
On TV.
To everyone's entertainment.
Yeah, he wanted to make out with her. NBC 5 in Dallas.
Out about things.
Is apologizing for not interrupting the Cowboys game with a weather alert.
Oh, my God.
And there was a tornado. And apparently, it's like, I can't interrupt the Cowboys game.
No way.
People do complain about this all the time. Why? Because they go to the studio and they spend a million years going over all the maps and all the garbage and people are like, no!
Tornadoes are cool.
Couldn't they do a 40-second thing in place of a commercial unit or something?
They just crawl it. crawling on the bottom.
I don't know that they did.
Mother Nature.
Split screen.
Yeah. Why? Do we know that they didn't crawl it?
Well, can't they just say, okay, here's where it is. Take cover.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Don't play games with it.
There's a possibility of a tornado here, 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 and here.
Here.
Back to the game.
Right.
No, it's never enough. And honestly, I've seen it locally where there's a chance of some horrible weather, and they'll spend 40 minutes of the news, and I'm like, oh my God, I get it!
Well, that's...
The storm will come, it will go.
Not to mention...
It's the weatherman trying to lord it over, you know? He doesn't always get his, well, his due.
Well, we have the internet. We could just look it up there if we really wanted to. It's not like we could go watch the... Well, I guess you could go watch the Cowboys games. The internet. Wouldn't you love to know that when they cut away, like how many people just go online to watch the game then? Or follow the game.
Most people watching the game, you know, it's like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
If it's coming, it's coming. They want to watch the game somewhere.
I was a basement goer. I was always like.
My mom always made us go to, she always made us go to the basement.
Yeah, me and your mom.
Think if you had all that time back terrified. That you spent in the basement.
No,
nothing happened.
I know.
Does anyone ever talk about that?
The basement sucked, too. So it was a bad place to go.
Oh, we had a great basement, so I didn't mind.
Did you?
Yeah,
the basement all sucked.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hot take coming up. But first, Brandon's lock of the week. How's the next lock of the week coming along, Brandon?
It's shaping up fine.
Somebody was raving about Patrick's picks, too.
Whoa,
they bet
really?
On a few of his picks, yeah, and did some paycheck double.
Very good.
And my bookie
Brandon's
does a lot
of the
you.
Day is doing okay right now, too.
Yeah.
What's the pick of the day?
Inter Milan.
I just guessed. I took two soccer teams. I have no idea who they are.
You took Inter Milan.
I picked one, and they're winning.
I gave them the two teams because I didn't care.
All this happening on mybookie.ag, where you can bet on anything, including your fantasy players. Overs, if you like the under, brand like Brandon does. If you want to see punts and you want to root for defense all day, bet the under on mybookie.ag. Bet a parlay, like our listener yesterday. He bet $2 and won $119. What's the risk in $2? I mean, that could be three football games you get to watch with extra excitement for $2. MyBookie.ag, use the promo code Drew, and you can double your first deposit. You want to deposit a couple grand and have $4,000 to play with? Do it on MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid.
$3 and something that changed.
Now, Shaq, NBA season opened
up. For him. Is he going to be in trouble?
Oh, I'm sure he's going to suffer some consequence. Shaq said that anybody should be allowed to speak about the Hong Kong protesters because it's wrong what is going on in China. And how can the NBA be so soft and kiss China's ass
China!
Like this? And I'm surprised he said this, to be honest.
Because I am, too.
I would think he'd be blown out.
By TNT?
How dare you?
I don't know. Maybe the NBA put pressure on TNT.
Oh, no.
Who
knows? I could absolutely see
them see
doing it.
I can't believe that the NBA actually told us that, yeah, China wanted us to fire the GM of Houston.
I know.
Wait, they actually think that they can even tell you to do that?
They have a lot
they
of money.
They thought they could make that happen?
Sure, they push around corporations all the time.
They didn't air the openers.
That's right.
No, I know they didn't.
Last night, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they want to deny their country, I mean, doesn't it tell you a lot about China?
Well, that's what
they will deny their country one of their great pleasures because one person put up a tweet that was deleted, by the way.
They deny their people everything.
Yeah.
YouTube, Facebook, they
civil
don't have
rights
any of that stuff. Right.
So why should the NBA kiss their ass? Oh, $1.5 billion. Oh, I forgot.
But in the end, if they push back on China and China's like, no more NBA at all in this country, wouldn't the citizens go, whatever happened to that great NBA we used to watch all the time and kind of wonder about it? I mean, that's taking away a pretty big thing from a lot of people over there.
Absolutely. No, it could be a game changer.
Who
knows?
It's not something they can replicate. They cannot replicate. They can copy a lot of our intellectual property. They cannot copy the NBA.
You know I don't go Chinese.
I mean, the NBA is really starting to look pathetic.
They already do.
They people are putting t-shirts on the dance cam.
Yeah.
Some guy put a t-shirt in front of himself. He was on the dance cam and the camera just wildly panned away.
Wow.
Somebody had a sign about, I stand with Hong Kong behind the announcer. Camera wildly panned away. You know, like they're showing a murder on the screen or something. They're actually showing some people that have very little freedom trying to get something for themselves.
In reality, they're protecting the murderer.
And they're acting like it's the most horrifying thing ever.
I just saw a kid who kind of goaded the cameraman to him with a sign. And then as soon as it went to him, he went to the sign behind that sign, which was a, you know, fight for freedom, free Hong Kong.
Oh, is that the guy in the dance cam?
It was like a 5-year-old kid. And then they went nuts. You could see the camera panning everywhere. Like,
you know,
oh,
it's so funny. I mean, you would think this was, you know, that there was a murder on the screen or, you know, somebody was snorting cocaine or something. I mean, it's like, no, they're standing up for somebody. They're expressing a little tiny bit of freedom of speech.
Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything.
I'm not sure the NBA is going to have an easy time making this go away, but they will do their best.
People keep it up.
How embarrassing. I mean, honestly, it's really embarrassing. And the fact that someone like LeBron James would get up and say this guy's uneducated.
All about his bottom line and his stupid movie. Come
wow. On. What is his stupid movie?
Space
about
Jam 2.
Space Jam 2 is a big deal, so I get it.
Do you want to see Space Jam 2?
I saw Space Jam 1 in theaters. Yeah. No, I'm not going to see the second one.
I guess he's going to run Hollywood pretty soon.
Here he does.
Yeah, sounds like he's got a ton of shows.
So people watch shows because they're LeBron shows, or are they good shows?
Well, The Wall was great. Remember The Wall where they dropped those little balls like a giant Plinko thing, which he just stole from Plinko. I think LeBron's just stealing things from shows from other places. Like The Wall, he stole from Plinko. Million Dollar Mile, he stole from the movie The Running Man. The Barber Shop, he stole from the movie The Barber Shop.
He has a bar. Oh, that's right. He
shop,
did.
Yeah.
Are people watching these shows because they're his shows or because they're great shows?
I think people approach him with ideas and then he puts his name on it and they sell it.
Shut Up and Dribble, he stole that from Laura Ingram. It's her idea first.
As the NBA tells their players to shut up and dribble.
I know. I know, you're right. It's
so funny. It's and
very,
you know,
hypocritical.
I read somebody's defense of the NBA saying, this is how people silence black people. They speak out on something, and then when they won't speak out on something, they try to erase everything by saying they didn't speak out on this.
Nope. That's not how it works.
Nice try. And by the way, I don't think that's how it works.
The only defense is this, is that they give us a lot of money. We make a lot of money from China.
Well,
China!
But China's too soft to
China.
Be criticized
at all.
They are one
soft country, aren't
they? So soft.
China!
I mean, maybe things are more on the edge in China than I thought. If they can't take a tweet for 10 minutes, maybe that revolution in Hong Kong is significant.
Yeah.
Shut your hole, Wang Chung.
Meanwhile,
whoa.
Wayne State is offering free tuition for all Detroit high school students.
God damn it, why did they do this 6 years ago?
No prerequs?
Yes,
yeah,
you
there's plenty
city.
Of prerequisites.
Well, what are the
city?
Prerequisites?
One, I know you have to live and have an address in the city of Detroit.
For how long?
A problem.
For how long?
As advertised.
I didn't see that. I did not see how long.
But I mean, it's got to be amount of years.
Well,
right?
You also have to graduate from a school. Doesn't matter if it's a charter school.
That's
public school.
Fair enough.
And that's in Detroit. And then you have to, like, sign up for an app. You have to.
Oh, of course.
There's a couple things you have
you
to do.
Do anything without getting the app nowadays. Everything, you have to download a goddamn app.
But that doesn't, it really didn't sound to me like they're trying to weasel out of anything. It sounded like they are really trying to get Detroit kids to go to Wayne State and save a lot of money.
So you must live in the city of Detroit, verified by mailing address, and have graduated from any Michigan school or any Detroit high school, public, private, charter, homeschool, or GED program in 2020 or after. So that's another thing. So it starts in 2020. Use a Raise Me app to complete activities associated with student success while earning micro-scholarships. You must receive admission to Wayne State University as a first-time, full-time freshman in the fall of 2020.
Okay. So you don't automatically get in.
And you have to complete the free application.
You have to qualify,
well, that's what I was asking.
Like anyone else.
And I think this one's kind of the main one. You have to complete the free application of federal student aid, FAFSA, by March 1st.
This is
so
becoming,
get that work
this is
done.
Becoming really commonplace, though.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Remember, Michigan has that thing for low-income people.
Mike Duggan ragged on Michigan when he was talking about it.
What?
He said, University of Michigan isn't going to offer this.
Well, they offer something different, Dick.
Well, talk to Mike Duggan.
Yeah. Go work on your charity.
Didn't Kalamazoo pay tuition for students for
Western?
Yeah. I think you're right.
Oh, there were a lot of grants
years ago. I don't
Texas
think
Texas is doing it too.
Yeah. I went to college with a lot of kids who had big grants and they didn't have to really spend anything.
So in other words, somebody pays for it, just not these
students. The other people paying tuition.
Are we talking about federal funds are paying for this?
Federal funds, not for state universities, no.
No, who's paying for these kids to go to Wayne State?
Probably the people that are paying full tuition.
Oh, so they raise the tuition on the other kids to pay for...
Me?
Probably.
Yeah. Balls.
We already know they're so inflated anyway.
I didn't understand that.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today.
It is amazing to me that for all the bitching, and oh my God, is there a lot of it, about people saddled with college debt.
I should be back in school.
Rarely. I mean, honestly, when I hear this conversation, you know, Elizabeth Warren wants to forgive all the loans. She wants to.
How's that work?
She wants to raise $68 billion for the United for education and raise teacher. By the way, her plan, as ambitious as it was, I thought, you know what? I bet it wouldn't make much difference.
Which one? Which plan?
If she actually collected the $68 billion, and they paid teachers more, and they did this, and they did that, it just seems that this system is designed to fail somehow. I don't know. I don't believe it's necessarily about money.
Money doesn't always increase quality.
No.
It's just a fact. I mean, it's been proven time and
time again. Look at these failing school systems and all the money that's poured into them. And yet, for some reason, fail.
Kansas City's a big example of that.
Anyway, Mike Duggan, this is a good way to get the attention off the deleted emails.
Yeah.
For which, of course, they were trying to protect the junior staffers who would have been caught up in... Bob Carmack apparently would have been running banners criticizing these junior staffers
video board.
For all their... That was the possibly the lamest excuse I've ever heard, that they were trying to protect junior staffers who were new and would have been caught up in this...
Stupid government!
Who would have written about the junior staffers?
No one.
It was about Mike Duggan and nothing else. And about
now it's about Alexis Wiley and Mike Duggan.
And this woman.
So apparently if you're a senior staffer, you can take all the pounding.
Yeah.
Especially if you're the one that ordered people to delete emails.
Yeah, I thought it was strange. I mean, is this thing going to go away?
I don't know. What happens with the legal thing of deleting public records?
I don't know.
Who enforces that?
I don't know.
There needs to be more book throwing.
Yeah, it seems like, protecting junior staffers, it was noble.
Mm-hmm.
It was a noble thing.
Hero.
And the emails have been restored anyway, so what's the big deal? It kind of reminds me a little bit of the cost of knocking houses down. Like, oh, yeah, something's wrong. Let's study it, spend a couple $1 million, and we'll reimburse.
He's the king of what?
Whoa,
wait,
whoa.
What?
I know it seemed like kind of a big deal to me.
Yeah.
That business. Because, you know, you could very simply say, well, Dave Bing administration did it for this, and if something seems funny here, and the same people seem to be doing it. Anyway. Gabar, Anthony, and all our friends at Zotford and Holly pride themselves on making buying and leasing vehicles simple, fun, and easy. But what does that mean when you're talking about employee pricing for everyone? Everyone's on a plan.
Even if you're a junior staffer.
You pay what they pay. There's nothing more frustrating than shopping for a fresh new Ford, seeing an advertised price, only to be told, you don't qualify because you're for an employee. Well, you can kiss that garbage goodbye with Zot Ford's employee pricing for everyone. Everyone can lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $89 a month on a 24-month lease. How about leasing a new 19 Ford Ranger Super Cab XLT 4x4 as low as $155 a month, also for 24 months. Hurry, Zot Ford's employee pricing for everyone won't last long. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And what's up with Dr. Roche? I know they're talking boobs, always boobs,
yes.
Any size boobs,
yes.
Any girl boobs,
yes.
Any guy boobs. Anybody wants boobs?
Or fewer boobs. You can get those too.
And... As big, as small, or as medium, or every form available.
Sizes.
They want to make more boobs.
Yeah. It's about saying yes to breasts.
Boobs!
Dr. Roche, cosmetic surgeon, triple board certified, and breasts are his Sistine Chapel. He's the Michelangelo of boobs, sculpted expertly through augmentation breast lifts for men and women, and reductions for both genders as well. Remodel your bod with fat transfers to increase your curves. You can tighten up with Body Tight and brighten up with BBL, too, because they have all of these specials for October. Botox and Dysport, two areas, get the third area for free, and filler specials, one syringe of Restylane, get $100 off the second one. Zerona, lose inches, totally non-invasive, 11 treatments, $353. That's a regularly $1,600 non-invasive procedure, and you could upgrade to Virtue, too, that firms and tightens for arms and necks for a very special price. And BBL, three corrective, three photo revelation for just $1,000, regular $2,325. So look hotter in your sexy Halloween costume, or put your sweater potatoes in a better sweater for Christmas and make it all better with boobs from Dr. Roche.
Yeah.
248-338-1110 or droche.com.
Oh, breaking news?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What's going on with Joe Francis?
He's been around a long time.
Why do people want to kidnap him so badly?
They want to stick things in his butt.
Well, that's so weird. The last time he was allegedly held hostage was that someone made a video, forced him with a gun like off the camera to his head to put a dildo in his butt.
Yeah.
And they filmed it. And so, I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's why he's broke.
Are these girls gone wild?
All yeah. his money.
Are these girls who've gone wild?
Could be.
Doing this? Are they the perpetrators?
I mean, I'm not saying he's the best guy in the world, but the breaking news is that he was nearly taken in Mexico and several men with guns busted into a home, took everyone's money, and attempted to kidnap Joe Francis and a group of friends. Sources close to the Girls Gone Wild founder said he was at the home of one of his neighbors in Punta Mita October 16th. Has he been banished from the U.S.? Is well, that yeah. why he's so, down there?
Yes, because he filed for bankruptcy a few years ago and then didn't comply with any of the things. So he's a felon here. He can't come back.
How could he?
They can't extradite him either.
How could he go bankrupt? How is that possible?
Does he like to spend money?
In fact, they just seized his mansion a couple weeks ago.
Well, slow down.
So what is he living on in Mexico?
Probably hidden money.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of money. He still has it.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, then why didn't he use that to avoid going into bankruptcy?
Well, maybe he didn't have enough money to avoid bankruptcy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't give up on love, Francis!
So anyway, five darn men stormed in, threatening to take hostages. Joe and the others, mostly staff. Staff? He has staff?
Well, this is at his neighbor's house.
Okay, we're tied up with wire and robbed. Shortly after this, neighborhood security had a scuffle with the gunman who fled the area until police spotted them. Law enforcement sources say cops got an anonymous call that morning from another residence near Joe's claiming four suspicious-looking people were spotted inside the home. Two patrol cars with armed officers were sent to the scene, found four people making a run for it. Cops gave chase, but
we love you, Joe!
Three of the four perps got away. Military personnel also responded to the incident, and discarded guns and masks were discovered at nearby property. Robbery victims believe the assailants planned to kidnap them. No word from Joe Francis yet.
Welcome to the world, Joe.
I mean, that... Stand up, Joe. It's a good job. Girls Gone Wild, that made so much flipping money. That guy was so loaded, he had private jets.
And at the right time, too, man.
Show me them big old titties. Come on.
Wasn't that the best time for him to do it?
It was...
Pre-internet.
It was amazing. It was one of the scummiest things anyone's ever done.
Can you imagine rebooting Girls Gone Wild today?
I mean, essentially, you go to wherever there's a spring break, you bring a camera, and you say, hey, I'll give you this T-shirt if you pop your top. And there's going to be a lot of drunk chicks that'll do it.
It's really shirt for shirt.
There were 85.
You should sue them, Drew.
Girls Gone Wild videos.
How many?
85.
85?
Yeah.
The one Snoop Dogg did with them? Bishop Don Magic Wand.
Oh my God.
Does anybody else, you remember that?
Yes.
It was so bad. It really hurt the brand.
I agree. Last night, Tuesday night on 2020 Special Edition, they had Michael and Cameron Douglas. Yeah. And there, did anybody get to see that?
No.
It was. It
I
was
GMA covered most of it.
Yeah.
They played about 5 minutes of it, but. It was.
Was Kirk on it?
He wasn't on it live. No,
Art kind of interested in that liquid cocaine.
Yeah, the liquid cocaine was
certainly
interesting.
They made it sound like that's the best thing in the entire world.
I mean, if you want to feel bells ring in your head. I mean, how many people tried liquid cocaine because of that show? Got to believe a lot of people who are shooting cocaine said, oh, my God, where do you get this? he was selling meth with bath salts.
Whoa.
Yeah, he had these cute little, you know, saran wrap covered baskets with bath salts. I mean,
Wait, real bath salts.
Yeah, real
not
bath
the drug
salts.
Bath salts.
No, not drug bath salts.
Oh, okay.
And inside is a little bit of meth hidden.
It's a little bit of overkill if you're selling them. Drug bath salts with meth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens if you do both?
You go to a batting cage.
You probably take batting practice for hours and hit the ball miles.
For hours. You just don't stop swinging.
No.
You get lucky when the ball comes in.
Yeah, you get tired. Just throw a bunt down.
There's no way he gets tired. And no one bunts.
Nobody bunts in batting practice.
Besides you.
Not real people. I mean, Major League Baseball players bunt, but not regular people never bunt. They just get out of the batter's box. So, there were a lot of interesting things in this story. It was really sad. I mean, personally, if I had to put a gun to my head and said, is he going to relapse? I would say yes. Put the gun
down. Really?
Yes. Well, I'm just saying. He just seems really... I mean, I think he's very happy to be sober, but he just seems like he's going to do it. I don't know. It just seems like he
Can't Dad get him in the Kaminsky method to keep him working?
Oh, Dad is keeping him working. Yeah, he is. He has projects now.
Really?
He is
Are you shitting me?
Oh,
really?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. He has a book.
He doesn't have any. Oh, that's right. But he doesn't have any TV or acting.
He's in some upcoming projects.
He's also a new father. And
why doesn't he just do reality TV?
He's got a hot wife.
He's got the hottest wife. And he's not that hot. He also was nailing his lawyer, the woman who's representing him when he was in prison, and she was bringing him Xanax. Mm. And she's hot.
Oh.
I know people just go, oh, my God, Michael Douglas made this kid. I want to have sex with him.
He's got a cool tattoo, though.
Oh, his tattoos. Oh, my God. He's got a tattoo of Kirk and Michael.
What?
Giant
really?
Tattoos of them.
Where?
I think it's on his back.
I'm going to get one of my dad and grandfather. Cool?
Sure.
No, the idea.
I mean, it's really what it is. It's a tattoo of his dad and his grandfather.
Oh, it's right underneath each boob.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got daddy under one tip, grandpa under the other.
So when he's coming at you, you know.
He's got the Illuminati on his belly button.
All of them. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's made some great life choices.
Hot.
Good for him. Way to go.
I don't know. He seems active.
Now, did you guys see Ryan Lochte this morning on Today?
No.
Oh, what's Ryan Lochte up to?
Ryan Lochte.
Let me guess. He's all better.
He's all better. And the reason why is because he has kids now. And he's kind of a dipshit.
He's a total dope.
And,
I mean, that was the whole allure to his reality shows, what a turd he is.
Yeah, and now he's all better because he has, because I'm married and I have a kid, is how he said it, too. It's like really weird.
I don't think that's necessarily
true. I think
true.
He's going to relapse to being a turd.
Yeah. He's going to
swim
again.
I think he got boned over the coverage of what happened in Brazil because he lied at first, but he still was held at gunpoint by someone that said they were the police.
The whole thing was stupid.
But all people believed was that they trashed the bathroom, which it turned out he didn't. They didn't trash that bathroom.
There's a lot of almost crying, too, and he talks about...
What time, Trudy?
It's, let's see. I
wouldn't
think
mind watching this
1:19.
Oh, boy. How confident are you?
Today show? Yeah.
Did you believe him, Trudy, that everything's better because he has a kid?
I don't know, I guess. I think what ties him to this whole thing is his wife, You Be the Judge. See what you think.
Let me guess. She's really hot,
too. Yes, very similarly hot. So.
She's a Playboy model, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shot.
What's he doing for work these days? Can he still swim?
He's trying to make the Olympics.
He's going to be in, the Olympics.
Ah.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
But it was like he was so drunk for so long and so out of it all the time. I mean, said the dumbest things. And he only just realized last year that drinking was a bad idea for him. So I kind of thought...
I think Cameron Douglas is pulling outrageous ass. I think he's pulling ass he has no business pulling myself.
A Brazilian court eventually dismissed its case against him, but the damage to Lochte's reputation was done.
Stupid
You're a villain.
The Lochte mess monster.
In 2016.
Yeah.
What was that like for you personally?
It was hard. It got to points where I would wake up crying.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
and
shut
I was
up.
Like, man, I just wish I could just
people
disappear.
Don't wake up crying.
That's
not a thing. Just wake up crying.
That doesn't happen. Has anybody ever?
No, you might
crying?
Wake up and start thinking about something and start crying, but you don't wake up crying.
That's not. Yeah.
I don't. I think it's physically.
Are you okay?
It's impossible.
Remote
doesn't
island
happen.
And just not see
wait,
any.
Wait, I want to hear this other wise thing he's about to
what
say.
What was that like for you personally?
It was hard. It got to points where I would wake up crying. And I was like, man, I just wish I could just disappear, go on a remote island and just not see anyone.
You could.
Why was it so
you
hard?
Could have done that.
I was a role model. Kids looked up to me.
No, they didn't.
They were like,
well,
I
that was
be
dumb
like
of them.
You. And then reading some of the comments.
Well, that's dumb. Why are you reading comments?
I looked up to you and now I don't. That hurts me. It hurt me inside.
Seems so but that was the dumb. Correct thing for them to do.
He's hurt
I didn't
stop looking
be that
up
person.
To you.
So how'd you turn it around?
I'm a family man now.
Oh my God.
I'm a husband. I'm a father, which never in a million years I thought I'd be a father.
Last year, Lochte married his longtime fiance, Kayla.
Wow.
The couple have a 2-year-old son, Caden, and infant daughter, Liv.
My wife, she's a rock star. She helped me out.
He'll get tired of banging her.
She was like, you got to keep fighting. This is not who you are. You got to show everyone that.
Although
who
he's kind of dumb,
Lochte
so
is.
That might
he's
work.
Really
but
dumb.
Lochte wasn't out
work.
Of turbulent water yet. Last year, this Instagram post of a vitamin B12 injection landed
Oops.
Him a 14-month suspension from swimming. The substance
Instagram
is approved,
post.
But the amount
about right.
and the
oh my
IV
God.
Method what? Are both prohibited. How many times have you been suspended from the sport?
Twice.
Craig is pushing his voice.
So since 2016 up until about, like, what, 4 months ago.
And after a late night running with police in August 2018, Lochte was forced to confront another long-time struggle.
Wait, August 2018?
When did you discover that the drinking
I remember that.
Was part of the problem?
About a year ago.
Ah, slow down.
I was, like, keep going down this destructive path that I was going to end up something tragic. I checked myself into rehab.
Hey,
I don't
do you want Arizona
to go
iced
out
tea?
And party to be the loud one anymore.
What have you replaced it with?
Wait, didn't he get drunk at the Olympics? Or
this.
Isn't that what started
holding
this?
A baby.
Why did he go to rehab then?
The old man in the middle.
No.
2 months ago, the newly
you
clean
limit
and focused
today.
35-year-old got back into the pool for U.S. Nationals and dominated.
Lochte is going to do it!
Outracing his rivals to take gold in
amazing.
The 200-meter individual medley.
For a drunk.
Welcome back, Mr. Lochte.
Were you at all surprised by your performance?
When my daughter was born, training kind of started slipping away. So I went to fast food, and I started
cool.
eating just everything. And so when I swam nationals, I
this is almost too dumb to take in.
Overweight.
It's really pretty dumb.
It's pretty dumb.
Sorry.
Really?
Since then, I've lost 17 pounds. My swimming, my times that I'm doing in practice
what?
Are things that
oh,
I've seen
good
back
for you.
When I was at my peak in 2012.
A lot of guys after 2016 would have said,
I feel like Craig Melvin's a real big fan,
and they
too, which is weird.
Swim off into the sunset.
Is Craig Melvin a real person?
Yes, but that's not
he seems
me.
Like it's just a generic anchor to me.
Oh,
does,
really?
Yeah.
No.
He's like Purd Happily.
I think he's made his life making
down,
himself look
up.
So much smarter than Strahan on ABC. Because they're both in, you know, sort of the same
in Tokyo,
job
kids
on morning shows.
Watching. What would that mean to you?
If I really think about it, I mean, I'm going to start getting teary-eyed.
Crying again.
It will be
baby.
The best
hey!
Thing ever. Being able to get a medal and have my family in the stands.
He's bawling. I like him more because
yeah.
he's crying.
Wow.
Here's Purd Happily.
Created problems with Ramsey Park in such a short amount of time.
When he hosted the debate.
20 seconds.
Oh, my God. Okay. I will say that the parks in Pawnee are...
I do have an update on your time allotment, and that update is that your time is almost gone.
I have no more time left?
Well, you had some time when I started talking, but by the time I finished, your time
I
is
am, and I'm Purd Happily of Channel 4 Eyewitness News, and the story of this next dance is that it's called The Worm.
Fuck me out.
The Worm. Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Yes.
I watched it some, yeah.
God, the hell the out of that show. It's a hilarious show.
I can't figure out what he's arrested for in August of 2018. Never heard about this.
I don't know.
Didn't you say that?
One of my very favorite segments, Wacky Headlines. Get
There's
out of Pert my
on
head,
film. There it is.
Views, new releases, and things he saw on TV.
Oh, forget it. Anyway.
Is there anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Yeah, we can call the old people we didn't call yesterday. The guy that drove 500 miles to marry that chick.
Oh, to bang that 80-year-old chick.
Yeah, I told you I also think I have a number for Brian Bosworth.
Oh, yeah.
The Boz.
The Boz is flip sides,
what
man.
What is the Boz doing now?
Flipping sides. He's supporting the NCAA in their fight against California.
He does.
All right, let's dial up the Boz. The Hall Financial Hotline, by the way.
There's three numbers for the Boz.
What? What's the percentage on each one?
100.
No, it's impossible.
On each one, the first one I'm going to say, the first one was definitely his at one time. Back when he was doing, I can't even say with a straight face, back when Brian Bosworth was doing real estate. There's a listing form online as a real estate agent.
Oh boy.
And then, so that one, it was his at one time. The second one, I'll put it at about 70%. The third one, maybe at 40%.
Hall Financial,
from top to bottom, Brandon.
Sponsors the Hall Financial Hotline. If you want to save money on a refi, definitely click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you. They do it fast. 19-day average. 44 is the industry average. If you want to save money, if you want to find money, try a refi with Hall Financial. Just give them a try. See what they come up with.
We could always, we could ask him about the schooner, the Sooner Schooner.
Oh, yeah, that's a great call.
Hello, this is Jarell, and thank you so much for calling.
What?
If you could please leave a brief message, including your phone number, what? I will get back with you as soon
it's
as possible.
It's not the Boz.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up
him.
Or press 1 for more
options.
Hang
up.
He said a name. Okay. Strikeout number one. Strike one.
Let me find the real version of this song.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a
the
fake
one we
version.
All, the one we all know
Why
and love.
Why would there be a fake version of that dumb song?
That's the real version of the song. By the actual real band.
Oh, God.
Drew loves this song. Don't you love this song?
I hate this song.
What?
I don't want them in my city.
Look at what a blast they're having. Black or white, male or female.
Fake! Oh, and there's a rap part in the song, too. Because it's a rap song, too.
Like Cowboy Troy.
To an automatic voice message
the
system.
Boz.
Three.
What if he said, the Boz?
He's not available.
His Twitter handle, by the way, is at GotBoz44.
When you have finished recording,
God.
You may hang up or press 1
love
for more
the Boz.
Options.
You don't like the Boz?
Boz! Boz! We're trying to call about the law in California that you've spoken out about. It's the Drew and Mike show. Please dial the 248 number. We'd love to talk to you, Boz. Boz!
Oh, ludicrous.
If you are satisfied with
yes,
your message,
Mary.
Press 1 to
yeah,
listen
we'll
to
take
your
it.
Message. Press 2 to erase it.
Oh, my God, that's terrible.
One. What, you don't like this song, Drew? Does it get you excited for college football?
Where's the rap part? I missed it.
This is the old version of the rap. Let me back it up.
You know the part where the black man raps.
You know, like when Cowboy Troy jumps down from the riser in his really tight jeans?
Why did they add that? To make it more inclusive?
Yes, absolutely.
Corso playing a guitar.
Loves this song.
This could be a new low, not reaching Bosworth in three attempts.
Being transcribed by UMail.
Huh?
Boz? Boz, if that's you, I want to talk to you about the new California law, but I'm sure this isn't you, so don't call back the 248 number unless you want to be on the Drew and Mike show.
It's totally wrong.
And we'll see.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, Boz and Con. I don't think so. Hey, is it news when someone gets a tattoo?
No, not anymore.
So why is it news? Because Miley Cyrus got a tattoo.
She has 50 of them. Who cares?
I know. I know.
Is it on her taint?
No.
Well, then it's not. If it was on her taint, that would be news.
I am so...
And they could write so much on there.
Is it the only untatted skin that she has left?
Well, as far as we know.
I'm so weary of Miley Cyrus. I'm just so wearied. She took selfies yesterday in a see-through top. She doesn't have great boobs. I mean, I'm not knocking her, but do we really need selfies? Hasn't she been nude online before?
We need nothing from her.
She goes through that every so often. She has to be nude everywhere.
I know. She's quoted, too. The only thing the new me loves more than a mirrored selfie is a self-time one. She loves a selfie more than anything, and a self-time selfie better than that, if that makes any sense. And she has a new ring with her and Cody's initials. She has a signet ring with their initials. Oh.
Did you see that Lindsay Lohan ripped on Cody? Oh.
Yes.
Because Cody used to date her sister.
And he was mean to her.
But she voted and wasn't she host of?
Lindsay's the host of The Voice in Australia.
No, it's The Masked Singer. Which Cody Simpson won? Oh. Hey, can someone explain why The Masked Singer is so popular?
No. All those singing shows are popular at first. You know, The Voice, obviously American Idol.
The Voice I can understand to a point. That show moves. The Masked Singer is so dumb.
So Lindsay Lohan's huge, huge in Australia, apparently?
She is. Yeah. Have you watched The Masked Singer?
She's running out of countries.
Yeah. Isn't it just slow? And the celebrities are nobody I care about. Like,
I think I watched the second one, and I just said...
Paul Schaefer was just unmasked.
How would you recognize the voice of some of these people anyway?
Well, you got to guess the clues. The one we all knew was Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Well, this year, this season, there's been five that have been unmasked so far. Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir was on it?
Ninja, who's the gamer that's from Michigan, big Lions fan. God,
who would know who Ninja is?
No one would.
He's got like a billion followers.
Does he sing, though?
And they know his singing voice?
No, but Layla Ali, Dr. Drew Pinsky, and Paul Schaefer. Those are the five that have been unveiled.
I don't care that they're singing, though. I don't want to hear them sing.
Exactly.
Last season.
I don't understand it. I don't want to see people in costumes
They're not people I would guess with any relative speed either.
No.
Well, when
they're unmasked, I wouldn't care. I'd go, oh my God, all that to find out it's Paul Schaefer?
That's my point. That's people I don't care about.
A lot of these guest hosts, though, they'll be like Jenny McCarthy and Ken Jeong. They'll be like, I don't know. I think it might be Beyonce.
Yeah. Or Barack Obama.
Like, really, like the biggest stars in the world are going to come on your show. So last year, season one, they had Antonio Brown, Tommy Chong, Terry Bradshaw, Margaret Chow, Tori Spelling, Ricky Lake, LaToya Jackson.
Care about any of them.
Rumor Willis, Joey Fat One.
LaToya Jackson?
Yep.
Boy, it was hard to book her.
Gladys Knight. The runner-up was Donny Osmond, and the winner was T-Pain.
Oh, there's breaking news on Antonio Brown, by the way.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
This year's breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB, number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. Shit.
Booming.
Antonio Brown's Pittsburgh home is for sale for $2.3 million.
Ooh, what's its Zillow price? Is that a deal or is that...
No, it's for sale.
No, I know, but is that undervalue?
I don't know. The house has a little different. It's got a full turf football field.
Oh.
It's got a two-story treehouse.
Ooh, cool.
And it's got a custom basketball court.
That sounds awesome.
No, it's
a sexual assault took place there, though, right?
Yes. Yeah. For the right person. But are people going to pay for all those things, all those extras that he spent a lot of money on?
Maybe Juju Smith-Schuster. Is it Schuster Smith or Smith-Schuster?
Smith-Schuster.
Doesn't he buy it?
Maybe he will.
I'd probably piss AB off. Should we call him?
AB, yeah, let's call him. Let's call him about the house.
It's been a while.
It has. Paul Financial Hotline is open.
Ask him how school's going.
Interest rates are still low.
Have you ever found someone to proofread or proofread his paper?
Probably.
Proofread.
It's not his paper. They're proofreading anyway. It's someone else's paper.
What a wonderful guy. Works really hard, oh yeah. Antonio Brown, wide receiver.
Yes. And then he got drafted by Pittsburgh. He's been playing for the Steelers since 2010. Antonio Brown. He's not answering our calls anymore?
Awesome. I guess not.
Antonio Brown.
What a puss.
It's fun to visit with the ABNN.
Boom! Hot take!
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
I'll leave a message.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible.
What?
Favor de intentar más tarde.
No.
Message 1. US01LV.
What?
I don't think it gives you the option.
Yeah.
What?
Are you ready for two exciting pieces of news on Meghan Markle?
Okay, first of all, I can add to that. There's a 2020 special Thursday night on Meghan Markle. An African journey.
They're going to shit. Oh.
And they had a teaser for it within the Michael Cameron Douglas special.
Oh, my God.
Where she revealed that she's, she's not really okay.
Still?
Not really okay.
Why does that need to be keep... Why does she have to restate that?
She's just being real. She's being transparent and
how
real.
How much longer?
It's not okay to just survive. You have to live your life and thrive.
God, I am really tired. I thought that was all over. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like if I just ignore it for a couple of news days, it'll go away.
I don't think so.
Wow. Hmm.
So what's the other news?
There's some controversy with the Queen. According to Inside Edition.
Oh, no.
This story today raising questions about Britain's royal family, and we're calling this one the case of the missing picture. As Lester reports, a photo of Meghan and Harry used to be on one of the Queen's tables, and now it's not there.
A photo of Meghan and
it's
Harry,
gone.
Once prominently displayed in Buckingham Palace, has mysteriously vanished. There it was on a side table in a room the Queen uses to greet important guests.
That's why she shook hands right in front of it. To show that it's gone.
Look, it's gone. Interview saying she's unhappy.
It's gone.
It's gone. Notice the photo of Prince William and Kate is still there.
And it's gone. Oh, there she's still working. Look, she's the Royal Albert
was
Hall.
Given a rousing reception when she attended an event in London.
Why?
Her entrance music.
Boo!
Happy. Tabloids continued their relentless attack on the American.
Wait, why is the spotlight on her? She wants
this
out of the spotlight.
Her for wearing purple, the color associated with the monarchy.
What?
Meghan's purple rain, says the London Sun.
Not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
Are you okay?
And the answer is, would it be fair to
say, are you okay?
Really okay, since really been a struggle.
Yes.
Meghan's Woe Is Me interview, which airs tonight on ABC, is being compared with Princess Diana's notorious 1995 appearance when she talked about her own unhappiness.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
I spoke with Princess Diana's butler and confidant, Paul Burrell, who says Meghan looks as miserable as Diana
never
did
goes away,
a quarter century ago.
Meghan looked as if she was wounded.
And she needs to see her father.
From my princess. And living with Diana all those years, being vilified by the media.
He says Princess Diana would be heartbroken over the rift between Prince Harry and his brother
Prince
William.
Would she throw herself
down
the stairs again?
We'll always be brothers. We're certainly on different paths at the moment. But
the BBC reports today that William is furious over the interview, and their relationship is irreprably changed.
Nice going, Meghan.
What would their mother say?
Their mother would say, boys, come on. Get along with your lives and do it together.
Paul Burrell believes Meghan wants to quit Britain and come home.
I do think that they will find a refuge and a home outside of the United Kingdom and will possibly find one in America.
I was looking for my brother, Al Donnelly. He's around here somewhere.
What if they won't let them in?
I bet she wants to do movies again. Because now she'd be a star.
But if she comes here, now she has more shame. Her nephew got in trouble. Do you know about this nephew?
Yeah. He returned he stole a car. Or he rented a car and there's got
by her
dildos
nephew,
in it.
Thomas Dooley, who heaped fresh shame on the Duchess of Sussex family with what cops call a drug and sex-fueled rampage in Los Angeles.
Is this the one who has the big marijuana growing operation?
No, that's her half-brother, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Dooley was arrested September 26th after a mad bender in Hollywood. thought to be prompted by a breakup with his husband, Ronnie.
Hot.
And ending with him behind bars. Cop caught Dooley 28 running through Hollywood with just a towel wrapped around his waist.
Nice going, Megan.
They described him as appearing high on drugs and charged him with resisting arrest after an officer was hurt bringing him in. Yeah. Dooley took charge of a private rental of a Lexus G7 350 Woo. Sports car. Wow.
Hey, everybody's royalty now.
The owner is furious with him after he left it illegally parked outside the hotel close to where Dooley was arrested and then impounded after he's thrown in jail. They talked to the guy who owned the car, and he said, "He disappeared, and I had to hire a private detective to find the car. When I did get it back, the thing was a complete mess."
Oh, come on, nephew.
Yeah, he barfed out the window.
According to the owner, there was a huge black penis-shaped sex toy on the floor. And another in the same bag as his toothbrush.
Wow, look at
Gross.
That.
Gross.
Oh, just a huge dildo sitting there, right?
There's a better what? Picture of it.
Wait a minute.
Wait, look at that dildo.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And to put it near his toothbrush. What's the big deal? His mouth is
pretty
going.
Pretty realistic looking, though,
That's
I got to
really
say.
Really big.
He's probably put both it's in his mouth.
Huge.
The whole car stunk of weed, and there was a pipe that had
swell
sort of.
Well-circed dildo, I will say that.
Nice bass, too, huh?
Do they make uncirc dildos, I wonder?
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I'm just asking.
Why? Who wants that?
Just to be equal and inclusive.
No.
Tuggers?
Why isn't the dildo industry held to inclusiveness standards?
I'm shocked.
There's got to be.
Here you go.
There's a scrotum.
There is.
What is that? Ew.
Oh.
They sure do. Oh, and you can peel back the foreskin, too.
Yeah,
I knew they would do
that.
That's
what every girl wants to do. I assume. Trudy?
Yeah.
That is like, seriously.
I think so.
Oh, look at the magazine he has, too. Boys first time.
It's like a 15-incher. And it's thick.
And it's got a suction cup on the bottom. You know what that's for.
Oh, boy.
The whole car stunk of weed, and there was a pipe that had some sort of black residue on it. I don't know if it was crack or crystal meth or something else, but it smelled bad. The car was a wreck. Dooley had taken it off-road somewhere, and there was vomit out one of the windows.
Ooh, I bet it's filled to the brim with dildo.
How did he know he took it off-road?
It's all dirty.
Yeah, it's
underneath. Yeah, it's just mud all over the car.
Yeah.
And he said there was camping equipment in the trunk. It looked like Dooley had slept in the car.
He went camping?
I guess.
He's living in the car.
Wow, he's living his best life.
With that dildo. And boy's first time.
Jeez.
Car.
Boy's first time. Good job, Megan.
Is there a boner line, Brandon?
I don't have a boner line. I have plenty of calls. I just got to chop them up.
It seems like this boner line's taking a long time.
What are you talking about? I had one already this week.
Work.
How many do you want me to do?
No, I'm just saying.
Five a week? Wow.
Seems like
one a day.
Hey, whatever happened to the story about the seances for Hef upstairs? Did you see the end of that story?
Yeah, the hope is that Hef can resolve his dispute with Madison.
Holly. Yeah.
Holly Madison.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because when Hef died, they apparently weren't getting along.
Oh.
And so on their podcast, they are having a seance to reach Hef so she can, I guess, clean things up.
Sounds like great.
So all Playboy.
It's not a stunt at all. It's not to promote the podcast. And I guess there's a very real possibility that she will reach him and solve this.
Right. Oh, that'll be great. I mean, he'll just come back just to say, Holly, you know, can't we?
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly.
If he says
that
anything,
was
it'll
stock
be.
Line.
God damn it. Whoa. Or her breasts are natural and full. And for that reason, they tend to sag a little bit.
He rematerializes you.
She's tampering in dark sided sky.
I live with the three women in their 20s, and we have sex often. They are in love with me. Even though I'm 90 years old.
Yes!
That would be pretty haunting. Get Hef back.
That was so gross. Why were those three chicks living with him?
Like, he wants to be, like, wherever Hefner is now, like, he wants to be bothered with their stupid podcasts and their seance. He's probably banging hotter chicks now, like, the hottest chicks that were ever in his magazine at their peak moment if he's in heaven right now.
Like, Hef heaven?
Next thing you know, he's half these two dopes on earth need to talk to you on their podcast. He doesn't want to do that.
I love the
Plus
book.
Plus, he's dead.
So. The book that the fourth chick that was living there wrote, where she's like, he was cheap as hell, and the mansion was kind of decroded.
Yeah, decroded.
Old carpeting, and there's semen everywhere.
Oh.
If you take a black light in there, it would just be
It would just blow up.
Yeah, it would just be
Why did you go eat a decrepit piece of crap?
But as Max Baer Jr. taught us, they went there for the broads.
That's right. Oh, God. So, Johnny.
Should we try Max Baer Jr. back?
Does half-son live in that mansion now?
I thought they sold it.
Yeah, they did sell it, I think.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Didn't somebody famous buy it? Some other creep?
Yeah, I think so. Annexed it.
It was purchased by a semen collector.
Did Gene Simmons buy it? Does that sound?
I don't think so.
Darren Metropolis? I don't know who this guy is.
What the hell is that?
He's an entrepreneur.
Oh, God.
Johnny Depp has been ordered by a judge to give up medical records related to drug and alcohol use in his suit against Amber Heard.
Wow.
And
does he have, did he seek medical attention?
Apparently he must have, because they're all pissed about it. And did you know that Time's Up, the organization Time's Up, the co-founder is leading Amber Heard's defense team?
Really?
Yeah.
The one whose son, she had to leave because of her son?
I don't know if it's that one. It could be. She also did legal work.
Time is up.
The same person, though, the co-founder of Time's Up, did legal work for Harvey Weinstein. Not in the too distant past, either. It was for money he stole from a charity and put into something else. And this has been going on forever.
And I'm guessing this person claims that we didn't know.
I don't know what she claims, that she didn't have any quote on it. But Depp's team is suggesting that her defense team is using Weinstein tactics, trying to just dig up dirt on him. Meanwhile, Johnny Depp has...
There's probably some truth to that, but if it's
true...
Yeah,
it probably is. You know. Meanwhile, there are liens on a number of Johnny Depp's properties because he has not paid his attorneys who just won a case against his other attorneys.
Well, remember, he won't sell any of it.
Depp. No. And he has depositions coming up.
He's got that horse farm in Kentucky that he's never even been to. They just live on it. His relatives.
He owns so much shit. Yeah. He has depositions coming up in another case involving malpractice against his lawyers and also punching a guy on a movie set.
What a wreck.
So,
great guy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's that?
I was going to say the other Weinstein story of the day.
Yeah, I did see that.
Because you had told us a story from the book, the Ronan Farrow book, about Rose McGowan being chased by Black Cube and Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred's daughter. Now she's coming forward to sue all of them. Rose McGowan suing Lisa Bloom, Harvey Weinstein, David Boies, the attorney, Clinton's ex-attorney, also the attorney for the Epstein accuser.
Oh my God, these people are horrible.
I know, these people are just involved in so much scum. It's incredible. Much of what she alleges in all this has been uncovered in reporting by journalist Jody Cantor and Megan Twowey, as well as New Yorker Ronan Farrow. Bloom is revealed to have sent a very damning memo to Weinstein in December 2016 in hopes of retaining him as a client, in which she offered him advice on how to damage McGowan's reputation.
Nice.
She said she could get some stories put out there that would demonstrate how crazy Rose McGowan is and have them come up first when you Googled her name.
Isn't the irony that they didn't need to do that because Rose was pretty much, well, although she was kind of driven a little bit crazy by them, I would suppose.
Oh, I think they did drive her crazy.
She was acting kind of crazy with the whole stuff.
She, you know, not only had this person infiltrate her life courtesy of Black Cube and pretend to be her friend, and she was working for Harvey Weinstein.
Jeez.
But she also was going insane because she thought people were following her everywhere. And they were.
They were. Yeah.
They were. And she thought they were planting drugs on her, and she did get busted for some cocaine left behind in an airplane seat, which did not sound believable to me. I thought, that's really weird. Farrow extensively laid out how Weinstein and Boies contact with Black Cube to discredit McGowan and extract information from her, having operatives pose as women's rights advocates and potential funders for McGowan's production company, and enlisting a freelance journalist to interview McGowan and report back to Weinstein. Weinstein's attorney says that McGowan is a celebrity trying to finagle a payout. Once and for all, Rose McGowan will be shown for what she is, a publicity seeker looking for money. The moment she sought a multi-million dollar payout in return for not making these baseless accusations, which we rejected, we knew that she was waiting for an opportune time to begin this. They did pay her money, though, for non-disclosure. McGowan states that Black Cube has devastated her career, forcing her to sell her house in Hollywood in order to pay fees and costs associated with recovering from the trauma. Boy. And then Kelly Ripa, on a different note, is getting a lot of crap because she said on her show, I guess, that her son lives in extreme... No, she said on Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel.
Yeah.
Her son lives in extreme poverty.
Which I don't believe that he does.
No. But. And then she went on to say that they make him pay his own rent.
Yeah, right.
What?
I know.
So
how old is he?
That would put any 22-year-old in poverty. I don't know how old he is. You want to check how old he is? There's a picture of him, by the way, all dressed up, wearing expensive frames, and also he has frosted tips. So maybe he does it himself because he's in such poverty. Well, he doesn't pay someone to do that.
The idea that he's in extreme poverty is laughable. Laughable.
Yeah, he's 22.
Yeah,
he's pretty young to be paying for his own things.
Was so taken out of context because she's just like, hey, we wanted him to like go off to college and live his life, you know, and get away for a while.
Mm-hmm. He went to New York University, which is... Yeah.
Did he pay for his... Does he have college loans like every other millennial?
That's why he's in poverty.
Well, I'm sorry.
Pete Davidson has a new girlfriend.
Who's his new girlfriend?
Already?
I know these people, Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. Isn't it amazing how they go through people and they act like, oh my God, I'm so in love with this one.
Cindy Crawford's daughter with Randy Gerber.
What?
She's 18.
She's 18?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what a bad idea
must
for
be
her.
Hung or something. I don't.
He said she.
Oh no, people have said he was hung. Huge
chicks
zone.
Dig this dude.
What's Cindy Crawford's daughter's name?
Kaya, K-A-I-A, Gerber.
She looks just like her mom.
K-A-I-A?
Yeah, stupid name.
Oh, my God.
She looks just like her mom.
Kaya.
Look at that. Wow.
Oh, my God. She is
beautiful.
Spitting image.
She's a Cindy clone.
Why would she be with this guy?
That's a great name.
They'll be broken up in about a month.
That's true. This is his next ex-girlfriend, is how she should have been introduced.
Wow, though. I can't believe that she looks so much like her mother.
So they'll be photographed everywhere, making out, and then she'll dump him.
Yeah.
And he'll be crushed. And they'll have a new girlfriend really fast, who he's wildly in love with.
She just turned 18, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on September 3rd.
She is extremely thin.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Jesus.
You know who else is really thin is Miley Cyrus. Oh my God, is she thin in those selfies? Her first love.
She's not eating. She's just. Yeah, she seems like she's doing drugs and just hanging out and having sex. And like, yeah, that's about her speed.
Brandon, I'm surprised you didn't do Kaya Gerber nude to see if there's fake nudes of her yet.
I mean,
that's your thing.
It is.
Yeah, who did you do yesterday that we laughed at because it was nude? There's no way that person was nude ever before.
Anybody we brought up, probably.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I remember looking at him. I don't remember who it was. Pat Caputo had an article that I thought was kind of interesting today about...
What did I say?
The Lions and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia.
Yeah.
Hello, Patty!
Just how they continue to underwhelm. And I couldn't have agreed more with this article. Their drafts and their signings, which people were so, oh my God, he's done such a great job. I don't see it.
I saw a list of his fifth round picks, though, you know, because they got the fifth round pick for Quandre Diggs.
Yeah.
They're not bad fifth round picks. Two of them are starters.
Well, I'm sure you can parse his performance any which way you want.
Two out of five, though, are starters. That's kind of impressive.
They spent $90 million on Trey Flowers, and... He's got one sack, which was the last play of the half against somebody, and snacks, and Kerryon Johnson, who had an injury history in college, and now he looks
he's done until week 16.
I know, but were other people going to draft Kerryon Johnson?
I don't know.
Did other people have him that high? Would other people want snacks? Yes.
I want snacks.
Of course they would want him.
Jared Davis is ranked 81st in the NFL at linebacker. I was hearing last year how great he played.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would say it's more a product of the coaching than the draft picks.
And their effort to...
Just remember, the one reach that he really had was Hockenson. Like, a lot of people didn't want him, and he's been okay. He's disappeared some weeks, but he's been okay through his first seven
Well, the
games.
Guy from Hawaii, too, seemed like kind of a reach.
And he's been pretty damn good.
I thought he played well early. I haven't noticed him lately. Offensive defensive lines were where he really was supposedly putting all the attention. Well, the Lions are averaging 3.8 yards a run, opposition 4.8. Mm-hmm. And the Lions have 10 sacks. So, I don't know.
They're an average NFL.
I got to agree with Pat Caputo. I'm very underwhelmed. And this getting rid of Diggs, I don't know if it's a big deal, except that he's a captain.
Yeah, the players.
And he's
like
a
him.
Guy that the players love. Yeah. So,
which you would think they would know that.
And they got nothing for him.
Yeah, fifth round pick.
They gave up a seventh, mm-hmm. so they move up two rounds. Ooh!
They must really like the backups.
And, you know, some people were trying to suggest, this is the Patriots' way, getting rid of people
for
who
draft picks.
Suck.
Yeah.
They just signed him 3 years for $20
million. He was good last
year. They just signed him to that.
He was good last year. This year, not so much.
So, I mean, seven games? I don't know. It doesn't sound like he's playing very well.
The trade deadline's coming, so.
But he definitely upset the locker room. they did last year, too.
It's a job, so are these players not going to play?
Oh, they'll play. I just don't know.
I hate when I hear that in pro sports, though. Like, the locker room's so upset because a guy they love is gone. I get that to a point, but you still have your job to do. You're still getting paid a ton of money.
That was locker room talk.
Oh, I think they'll play, but you know, is it?
Are they not going to give their full effort?
It just doesn't sound like it's a team that's really in a good mental place. Because in the same way with trading Golden Tate last year, they definitely gave something up, and they finished losing six of the last nine. I think after the trade, 2-3-1 now. They've lost three in a row. Although, where do they play the Giants and Raiders and? They got a chance to win some games. We'll see. But if they don't play much better the rest of the season, I don't honestly know why.
500 team.
They've been a 500 team for how long?
Exactly. They always will.
Seems that way.
Not worse.
I don't know how a team stays 500. I just don't. I don't know how you do it. And, of course, we had some great feedback yesterday on the airport shopping.
Oh, really? People Trudy, like are you, people are with Maz. They like to shop.
I'm up to speed on it.
Not really.
It's kind of interesting.
Did not understand why that even became a lengthy topic.
You butt out.
Now, would you go to the airport to shop, Trudy?
Oh my God, no.
What?
Oh hell no.
They have the PGA golf store. Even if you're not
Pound
a golfer.
Salt.
Yeah, that's in my wheelhouse.
Well, it wasn't in Tom's either, but he wanted to go shop there.
I would almost suggest that I don't think there's anyone else, who would go to the airport to shop.
But it's so good.
Twitter poll then.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Would
you go to the airport to shop?
I mean, is there any specific great deal you
hey, actually
there?
Make it, would you go
no,
to
No, it's more. Everything costs more.
Yeah, it's because
and selection
it's the
is
only
less.
Place you can shop. When you're in that.
Well, maybe this will lower
and
prices.
And you have to go through security. And he said he would take a shuttle bus from the Quick Park so he'd only have to pay $6 for parking.
Really?
Let's take a shuttle bus to go shopping and then go through security.
Yeah, but then he claims he could sneak into the Delta Club for free peanuts and soda.
That's horseshit.
Drives. He's like 40 miles. Isn't he like 40 minutes away from the airport?
He's really good at wasting time.
Huh. He said he wanted to go to the magazine store.
Leaf
through
magazines.
Go to a library, yeah. I guess.
Maybe he likes the idea of that's what you do when you travel, and so he's getting that feeling
so
without
he's
going
pretending
anywhere.
To travel.
I'll fuck you up.
That's quite the fantasy.
The story was about the fact that you can get pre-screened to shop at the airport.
Yes. And enjoy all the amenities.
Because they think that people are going to come do that?
I don't know. Yeah. That's what I said, was that I couldn't imagine anyone who would do such a thing, and he quickly popped up and said, oh, I love the airport. I love shopping at the airport.
Because he's a mall person.
Whoa. Why wouldn't you go to a mall that's nearby, though?
He said they all suck now. So apparently the airport's the last
better
mall.
Selection. Okay.
Somerset doesn't.
Don't ask me.
He doesn't like
Somerset.
He said
it was too expensive for him.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't like it.
But the airport.
The airport's a great deal, though. The airport discounts everything.
I did not follow that logic.
Got it.
That is, I don't know. That is the weirdest swerve I've ever heard.
It was a strange conversation.
So far, 93-7%. Would you go to
that's
the airport
bullshit.
To shop?
7% would shop at the airport? Yeah, they'd go to the airport to go shopping?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's always 10%.
Crap.
So.
Jesus.
Now it's switched. Somehow it got switched to 100% no.
Damn it.
I don't know how it got. Someone changed their vote. They must have misread the question.
Should we put out another Twitter poll? How many people would celebrate the opening of 696?
Yes.
At a party on the new cement on 696?
Yes. No, it wasn't 696. It was I-96.
Oh, was it I-96?
Uh-huh.
Would you go to a party on I-96 when it reopened?
He loves roads.
I really didn't understand.
He's accused of being racist, too, because he liked it because it was a concrete white and not black.
Yeah,
oh, you racist road lover.
I'm a racist.
When people, when stories like that come up, like, hey, we're having a party to celebrate the reopening of I-96 on I-96, and I always go, who in the world would go to something like that? And then it turns out it's Maz.
Anytime that question is raised, who would do blank? The answer is always Tom.
Who would ride the queue line because it's free? Maz.
You butt
Tom
out.
Tom would. I wonder, did he go to the airport when it first opened? Remember, you could go there and see the fountains for free before.
Yeah, Zip and I had that infamous appearance at the Phoenix airport when they extended it.
I remember Millward went to Metro when it opened, when the McNamara terminal opened.
Why did Millward do that?
Yeah, because he likes technology, I guess. I don't know. That's what he said.
Okay.
I think you are absolutely right, too, that Maz likes the walkthrough area with all the lights.
Yes. Well, he doesn't like walking it, so thank God there's movable walkways.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge deal.
I think he was holding back, though. I think he really likes that a lot.
Yeah.
I would think he might get that cart, too, where they drive you around. You think he would get the cart?
I think he's a few years away from it, but I think he will.
I want that
he's
cart.
He's looking forward to riding that cart.
I'd love to ride in that cart. That'd
I bet
be
you
awesome.
He would probably ride the tram back and forth because he loves public transportation that goes nowhere.
Who likes the tram at the airport? I mean,
have you ever taken that tram?
Don't ask me.
Yes.
I swear it's just as fast just walking yourself.
I have to agree. If your gate is not at the far end, I would walk.
Even if it is at the far end, you're saving maybe 30 seconds.
Max, maybe.
It's not much. And then there's times when you have to wait for the tram.
That's what I mean. You always have to wait.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're carrying a lot of junk with you, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a little mileage on your feet.
I suppose.
Don't.
Well, dudes don't pack Trudy. That much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
You can only get so much on a plane, though.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah. There's that story on Vice about the guy who he was being charged for an extra baggage fee, so he decided to put all of his clothes on.
That's bullshit.
Put 10 sets of clothes on.
Oh, I saw that.
And they wouldn't let him go. They wouldn't let him get on the plane. They're like, no, you're not. No. And they maced him. I thought they tased him.
They maced him. Wow.
Because they said he, you know, like put up a fuss or something like that.
Yeah, because that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
You put up a fuss, you're getting maced.
Put up a fuss, yeah.
A lot of people would be getting maced.
Threw him off the flight. So the next day, he tried to get another flight out. And then he put all of his bags on the next plane.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let him on because of the previous day's thing, and his bags went to London instead of him.
Oh, without him.
This time.
That's not his fault.
None of it, I guess, ended up being his fault because he did nothing wrong. You can wear as many clothes as you want to.
A woman
in the
Philippines just did that. She wore a lot of her clothes.
She's hot.
She's cute, yeah. I don't know what that has to do with this.
That's your name.
I mean, well, I guess she's tiny and thin. So she can put all her clothes on.
The great genius.
Breaking news. Oh. Not from the ABN.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Josh Gordon is out for the season.
Yeah.
And Quandre Diggs was blindsided by the Alliance trade. He worked very hard to become a captain, and he just did not see this happening. He's stunned.
Yeah, that's why the Pats got Sanu. They'll be fine. But the Lions, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. If they can win 7 games.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
That's about all I expect out of them.
I mean, what does that mean? They have to go 500 the rest of the year? What are they, 2-3-1?
Yeah.
Oof.
I wanted to mention that our Amazon portal with holidays coming up. Mm-hmm. You can really help us by using our Amazon portal.
Yep, still working on new merch.
No additional cost to you whatsoever.
And it's almost Christmas shopping season.
I know. That's why I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah, if you go to the DrewAndMikePodcast.com or DrewAndMikeShow.com, on the right-hand side, you'll see there's one for Canada and there's one for the U.S. Or you can go to Drew's Favorite Things. Is that activated, Mark?
Yeah, it should be, yeah.
Okay.
Also, we do have a donate bar, and people have been kind, donating generously, and it is a big help. And also, like the podcast, rate us if you can on Stitcher and some of those other places where you can rate the show. iTunes, we get a lot. We've got almost 4,500 and almost 4,600 ratings on.
Now, with Stitcher, that one's a little different because you can't do it on mobile. If you do prefer to listen to your podcast on Stitcher, what would really help is if you just log into a computer, a laptop, or a desktop, or your Mac, or whatever. And then if you go to our show's page on Stitcher, that's where you write a review. You cannot do it on mobile. And that's the one thing that I think that we could really use a boost on is the Stitcher ratings, because I think we only have like 27.
No, how do we have 27 ratings on Stitcher and we have 4,600 on iTunes?
It's because they make it so difficult. Everybody does everything with their cell phone these days, including listening to the podcast and using the Stitcher app. But the Stitcher app and the Stitcher website on your cell phone will not allow you to write a review. So if you could, that'd be helpful. I'll track them too.
The newest polls, out of context poll, would you go to an airport to shop? 97% no. Would you go to a party?
Tom voted then.
I-96 when it opens. 16% said yes. Wow. 16%.
Are they messing with us? There's no way.
Lori says, ha, I see a theme here. Nope. Gotta love Maz. Then,
Losers.
Tim says, only Maz. And then Greg says, I assume somehow Maz hijacked another episode. He's not even on based solely on this poll. No one else on the show would think for a second about going to a party for a road opening except for Maz.
Baffling.
And then Pal says, Maz is a turd.
What?
The only thing that I like about going to an airport is occasionally you'll see like a restaurant or something that you don't see around here.
Really?
You know? Yeah. If I'm in like Atlanta, that was like the only time I think I've ever eaten Chick-fil-A or something like that.
Yeah, but you were going somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's the only thing I like about it. I hate waiting. Well, maybe I never have a plug. My phone always dies.
So here's would you park at Quick Park and take the shuttle with Maz just to hang out at the airport, see if there's somewhere you haven't eaten?
No, I hate going to the airport.
To that point, Brandon, I guess that Tom, when he does fly somewhere, gets to the airport like 6 hours before his flight leaves.
Oh, yeah.
He loves going there so much. Do you do that, Brandon? Do you get there way before your flight leaves?
I've been known to get there a little too early. You guys ragged on me when I got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember that.
Yes, because I think we got there. Don't they recommend you get there 3 hours before your flight or something?
It's a recommendation.
I think we got there like 2 or 3 hours early.
Man. I think that's because they want you to buy their magazines and all the other crap no one else will buy.
I swear, if I get to the airport an hour before my flight, more than an hour, I'm angry.
But
I gotta cut it close and drive my wife nuts.
I always take something to read because I have been rejected because that one international flight when I was there. The airport had construction, and you could not get to the parking area, so I actually parked at valet because there was no way. I was there like 2 hours and 20 minutes before. There was no way the circular thing was absolutely a dead stop.
Yeah.
So I was next to valet parking, so I just drove in there and valet parked, which cost a lot of money, and then I walked my bags to international, and that's when it was like an hour and 50 before my flight, and they took forever. And
were you already checked in or no? Like you can check in online. Were you already checked
in? This was like 10 years ago. Okay. I don't remember exactly, but.
As long as you're checked in, you're good.
They ended up saying that they put me on the next flight.
Ugh, gross. Yeah, and now you're there really early.
I said, wait a second. I said, you can't move out there in a car. You can't. I parked at valet parking. They're like, that's not our responsibility.
We got lots of great places for you to shop. Wait for the second flight.
I was so pissed. And I'll never forget the attendant's name was Yoko.
How perfect.
It was.
That's not her real name. That's how she just got that name for breaking up groups of travelers.
Really? For real? Her name was Yoko?
Yes.
That wasn't a was delirium? Oh, wow.
They were really sassy about it, too.
Yoko.
Well, it's Yoko for you.
How many Yokos are there in the world?
Two.
Probably
Two at of least them. Two.
A few others.
Oh my God.
The polls are at 95 and 81 now, so I
19% would go to that
party.
Then worth throwing a party because I want to see those people go. I want them forensically. I want to forensically find out who they are and let's see if they go.
What do you do when you go? Just you kneel down and feel the row. Yeah,
I guess good walk road. On it.
Good concrete.
Yeah, you celebrate the new piece of roadway.
Neat.
It's exciting.
Skateboard. Remember that one guy?
Yeah,
said skateboard.
I think they said you could skate it sometimes because that would be cool.
What? Oh, Trudy's in. Trudy wants to go to the party.
Not
completely flat. How fun is that to skate in?
Oh, it's great to skate because it's smooth.
Well,
but I wouldn't go there.
All right, Brandon, you want to get us out of here?
Yeah.
Horns. Paul Financial Hotline shutting down. Click the link to All Financial. If you'd like to refi or purchase a home, your first home, your dream home, or you want to take money out of your home, or you want to shorten the length of your lease, which a lot of people do, I guess, when they refi. And they find out that, hey, it's not that much more because I got a better rate. So there you go. Thanks to All Financial for being our sponsor. DealsNindy.com and all other many sponsors. And I don't know what's going on tomorrow. Anything special tomorrow?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's not True Crime Thursday.
Maybe
we can finally call this old couple who got reunited. The guy drove 500 miles to this boat. Try Bosworth.
Over.
Try Bosworth back.
No, we're not trying Bosworth ever again. Three fails is too many.
You can try Justin Guarini.
No, he is not worth even one fail.
Brandon and I have been dialing up, going through my whole Rolodex and dialing up people just because I want to get rid of some of the names on there.
Yeah.
And, we went through all the A's today, and oh man, some guy got really mad at me.
Danny Ainge.
Danny Ainge got really mad at me.
Was it real Danny Ainge?
No.
I think so. I mean, it was at one point.
Why did he get mad?
Because I've had this number for 10 fucking years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so did Danny Ainge. And he just went off.
Really?
I don't know why. I'm very protective.
Maybe we should see if Danny Ainge is back there tomorrow.
Oh, I'm not talking to him. He's mad at me.
I'll take care of it. I'll calm him down.
Someone gave me his number yesterday. Told me it was Danny Ainge.
Wait, 5% would go to the airport to shop?
No way.
I do not believe that.
There's always 10%.
Who are these people? Their comments. Steven said, shit, yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Only before 7-Eleven. Not out of context. We know exactly who you're referring to, LOL. All right. Oh, only if I had to drive 45 minutes one way, pay to park, and take a shuttle.
I want to actually meet some abused women and say, you know, I'm available as a big brother or a big fucker. You know, meet a woman maybe about 35 that's abused, and, you know, she's open for some abuse from the mayor.
It's personal to me, just like being a fag is personal to somebody, being fat is personal to somebody, being... A dimwit is personal to somebody. That is personal to me. It is very. It's like I've been raped. It's like I've been accosted. And then the goddamn Warren Weekly.
Well, an Amsterdam is any kind of sex you want is legal. They have live stage shows. They have a low crime rate. So, you know, so much for that thing. And they had women sitting in like these storefront windows. And, you know, there's one live woman sitting there. You tap on it. They took credit cards back then and whatever, and, you know, that's it. I mean, you could get a 16-year-old girl if you wanted one. And Copenhagen had a red light district, and I think every place in Europe did.
You know, blacks do look like chimpanzees. I was watching this black woman with her daughter, and they looked like two chimps. They're mouths were elongated out, you know, a duckish look. Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
And I got that fucking Henry. I'd like to take a 2x4, and I'd like to beat the fucking shit out of him. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to beat the fucking shit out of him. I'd like to take a gun and shoot him through the fucking head. I could easily get a gun and shoot Henry. I enjoy shooting him.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe software.
Yeah, right.